Best Show. What's up, everybody? How you doing tonight? Wait, I forgot this. I can't believe I just started. No, this is not how we start the show. Now that's more like it. There we go. I knew something was wrong. Welcome, my friends, to the show that literally never ends. It's the best show, and my name's Tom, and I'm here with you for 3 hours, and we have a great show for you tonight. Tonight, I will first of all remind you, callers, it's no Dudevember. No dudes can call in. Tonight in studio, we've got Claire O'Kane is going to be in studio. We got Kevin Corrigan is going to be in studio. We got Nellie McKay is going to be in studio. What a lineup. Oh my goodness. Can you believe it? Some would say unbelievable, but you better believe it, and you believe the phone number is 201-332-3484. And let's just get the show started, right? 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 Let's get the show started. It's time to start the show. Tom, Sharpling, the host of the show, until further notice. How's everybody doing tonight? Again, a reminder, if you want to call in, the number is 201-332-3484. We got a fun show tonight, but if you're calling, just remember, it's November. And that means it's no Dudevember, so we're just asking dudes to, in terms of the calling in, to just kind of park it. Take it easy. There's a lot of other months you can call in and be a part of the show. We're trying to widen the net, that's all. Oh, we just heard Angel Olsen from the album Phases. Just came out last week. Fly on Your Wall
So good.
My favorite. My favorite. Angel Olsen. Sounds so good. All the albums are so good. Why can't I be talented? The name of the album's Phases. It's on Jaguar Records. She's playing the end of November in New York City. Maybe I should... I would go. Right? We should go. I'll go. Let's go to the show. All right. So tonight we have, we're gonna have, Nellie McKay is gonna be here. We got Claire O'Kane is gonna be here. We got, Kevin Corrigan's gonna be here. It's like a who's who, right? But we got Mike here. Don't worry. Mike's here. How you doing, Mike? Good. You pumped up? Ugh. What's the mood like out there? What's that? You're having some Pringles. I tell you, I already found one. I went to and got a bag of snacks. I got a bunch of snacks last week from Costco. I already look out there. I see the fruit and nut mix, the bags open, pretzel container thing, lids loose. No respect. You guys gonna order pizza? Why don't you see, we got a lot of people here tonight. Why don't you make sure everybody gets pizza? Figure what everybody, or whatever. People can order whatever.
I'm thinking Arby's.
Pat's thinking Arby's. No, we're not doing Arby's. What's that? They got the meats. Yeah. Those are great commercials. Bump, 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 bump. Yeah. They got the meats. Ugh. Just imagine watching people walk out of Arby's. Regretting eating at Arby's. That would be if I was going to make a movie, it would be about people going into an Arby's. And then we would show them, we talk to them beforehand about all the, what they're looking for this Arby's experience to be like. Then we don't show, we never go into the Arby's. Then we just show them coming out. It's like, how you feeling? Feeling good? Yeah, right? You're walking a little slower than you were going in. Looking a little logy there. Right? People just kind of crawling out of the Arby's. Arby's. Can you imagine? Every place, everybody can turn anything into an attribute now. Everything is like moving, not everything, a fair amount of things are moving toward healthy options. And then so these other places are like, what are we going to do? Our things aren't healthy. It's like, no, let's make them worse. And we'll brag about it. The selling point will be how awful this is for you. And we're going to act like that's an attribute. Bump, 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 bump. Can you imagine? Low-level Arby's meat. Holy guacamole. Best show, hi.
Hi.
To whom am I speaking? Hi, how are you?
Good.
Who's this?
Maggie.
Maggie?
Uh-huh.
Maggie, where are you calling from in the most general sense? Not specifically, don't give your town or home address out?
I'm in Illinois.
Illinois.
Uh-huh.
Now, we've spoken before, Maggie, right?
Yep.
And Maggie, if I remember correctly, you are, let me think, were you like 23 years old?
No!
No? How old are you then?
I'm 9!
9! That's right. I thought you were 23.
Seriously?
Yes, I seriously did. So what's up, Maggie? What did we talk about last time?
Well, Biddle-Dee-Bop and a cat translator.
Oh, that's right. You called and they're on Cattober, right?
Yep.
Well, I have some exciting news for you, Maggie. I had yet to award the cats. These awards for the cats. I can tell you right now, your cat wins best name, Biddle-Dee-Bop.
Can I tell my dad that?
Of course.
Dad!
What?
Skittles won best name.
Yay!
Wait, what's your cat's name? Skittles?
That's his, like, real name, but we like to call him Biddle-Dee-Bop.
Oh, so Biddle-Dee-Bop's a nickname. His real name is Skittles.
Yeah, Maggie is my nickname.
And your real name is... don't say it, I'm going to guess. Morton?
No.
Your first name's not Morton? That's not the full... don't say it. I'm going to guess it. Maggie is short for... Magpie? No, not that. No. Magistrate?
No.
No? Give me a hint.
It starts with an M and an A and a G.
It starts with an M and an A and a T.
I think it's an M and A, a G. I don't know how to spell my real name.
Matis Yahoo? Is your first name Matis Yahoo?
Can I tell you the answer?
But it's not Matis Yahoo, is what you're saying.
No.
What is it?
It's Margaret.
Margaret, of course. You might want to check the spelling on Margaret there, Maggie. I don't think it starts with an M and an A and a T. That'd be Matt.
I said an M and an A and a G.
A G? Oh. Well, I still think you might be a little... I think it might be an R before that G shows up.
Maybe.
Maybe. We'll find out. But this is what I want you to do. Have Dad email me and say, we won the cat name, because then we'll make a donation to a local cat shelter in your name and then the name of the cat.
I know.
Okay, but I got to say it to everybody else.
Okay.
I still have to award Best Meow and Best Purr. So we'll do that later. But
I have something I want to tell you.
What's that, Maggie?
I have a Hot Wheels car, and do you know what it is?
You have a Hot Wheels car, and do I know whose it is?
No, what it is.
I'm going to guess. Let's see. You have a Hot Wheels car. Is it a car you picked out?
Yes.
Or you found it in the street?
I picked it out.
You picked it out. Is it cat related?
No.
Is it a crazy car that nobody actually drives?
Probably.
What is it?
It's a toilet car.
A toilet car. Hold on a second. A toilet car? That's like that, the Liam.
Yeah.
He talks about the toilet car. What, are you a fan of Liam's?
Yeah, kinda.
Oh my goodness. Liam has a fan. Because you're in Illinois and he's in, like, Iowa, right?
Maybe.
So what? So you bought a little toilet car? A toilet car Hot Wheels?
Yep.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I didn't know they were selling that. How's school going? How's school going, Maggie? You like school? No? You all right there? They lose you? Hello?
Hello.
How's school going?
Good.
Good? What's your least favorite class?
My least favorite class? Probably math.
Math, huh? Let me ask you this. What's 2 plus 3?
5.
Okay, well, all right. What's 5 minus 2?
3.
What's 3 times 10?
30.
So you're good at math. You just don't like it. I'm not good at it. I don't know if any of those things were right. I just assumed you got them right.
They are right.
They are?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Maggie, anything else you want to say?
No, not really.
No? All right. Well, have Papa email me, and we'll make the donation in Biddledy Bop's name.
Okay.
In your name.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, you have a great night.
Okay.
Night. Cute kid. Cute kid. Never work with kids or animals. You know where you stand with a payette. It's true. You know where you stand with a... Paul Lynn said it best when he said, you know where you stand with a payette. Hey, Mike. Is Claire here? Why don't you send Claire in, please, if you don't mind. Did Dudio print that stuff out? He's bringing it. Hi. How are you? It's Claire O'Kane, comedian, national act. Claire O'Kane. That one. That's him. There you go. That's right. How are you? Welcome, Claire O'Kane. How's it going?
It's going pretty good, pretty solid. Am I on the... I can't hear myself in the cans. I don't really miss...
How about now?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Now you hear yourself in the cans. A nice industry lingo, by the way.
Yeah.
The cans.
I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you do. You do. You, what? What's so funny?
No, it's already funny.
Well, it's just how it is. I can't turn it off. I can't, it's not a light switch. I can't turn it off. I got into a thing where I was talking to somebody. They're just like, I wrote a thing and then I'm like, well, maybe this can be an idea. And then like, well, why don't you work on another idea? And then I said back, they're like, well, why don't we wait for this one? Why don't you do another one? I was like, oh, is that how it works? You only do two? Mm-hmm. Should I do 3 ideas maybe while I'm at it?
Mm-hmm.
I just said, I am not a solar panel. I can't just regenerate. The sun does not just bring me. It's like things take some sort of toll where you can't just be like, yeah, just throw me in the sun. I'll be fine.
That's what you said. I am not a solar panel.
Yes,
the first
I did.
Thing
it's
came
it's
you?
My, it's my version of the Elephant Man. I am not a solar panel. It's an updated Elephant Man.
Yeah.
I'm not a solar panel. I am a human being.
Mm-hmm.
A little less powerful than when.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Mike. Try to rein it in out there. See if we can lower the sound on that buzzer. Why don't you see if you could lower that by like 8 dB? Okay? And the pitch also. Let's bring that down. That was like a, that's like an F sharp. Why don't we get, let's detune that Black Sabbath style.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Like that?
Yeah.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah, that's exactly
slow
it.
Slow it down.
Yes, slow it down. So when somebody presses the buzzer, it'll go. Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. That would be
a pretty great doorbell. Wall, wall, wall. It'd be like, yeah, I think I'm losing a grip on reality. What am I? Who's my dude doing the doorbell here? The guy in Spaceman 3? It's Andy Kindler doing
alternative rock. Yeah, jokes. Doing.
It's like, finally, Andy Kindler does your favorite jokes about British psych bands from the 80s. So, Claire, at Everybody Loves It, Baby's First Gun.
You're the only one.
You don't regret that at all.
No, I don't.
But the interesting thing is, some might think you would regret it by your Instagram move.
What do you mean?
Claire O'Kane.
Well, again, once again, Claire O'Kane was taken.
Yes.
And I had to, that's the closest I could get.
But you decided to widen the brand and not just say it's, I'm Baby's First Gun.
No, I'm not like the fat Jew or whatever. You
yeah.
know?
He's cool. How's he doing?
I don't know, but he is pretty cool. I hope he's staying cool.
Yeah. He's probably transcribing this conversation right now, and he's going to post it in some form next week and monetize it.
What's the I am not a solar panel meme? What is that going to look like?
He'll just take it and like, I like when he was posting those things, he just like, just willfully like blocking off where someone's, someone's credit was. Uh-huh. He would just like zoom in so it would go just edge the credit right off of the thing. He would be like, yay, man, like he'd be like stuck. He'd be like, what the? I mean, man, it's like I can't, you know, I gotta, these ideas, it's, you know, I'm just trying to, like, you picture him like when, the teleprompter going down on that guy and him just flailing. What if that scandaled, first of all, wouldn't it be nice to go back to the simple days where that guy was an actual, where like the world was. You know what the biggest problem going on right now mm-hmm. is this guy. He takes other people's Instagram posts mm-hmm. and he puts them on his thing.
Meme.
Yes.
Meme stealer.
Yeah. He steals memes. Mm-hmm. And there was an actual stretch where it was like, this is the worst thing that is happening today.
I knew people who got mad about it we would have conversations about it.
Yeah.
And they'd be boiling.
Tell me you wouldn't trade places, like be like, yeah, I think we can go back to the day where or like Yacht when they had their fake, like, they don't have the sex tape was not leaked, it's a music video. Mm-hmm. It's like, everybody was at a 10 in terms of outrage on that one. You want to switch places? Go back to when Yacht was, we maybe want to recalibrate where we were on Yacht. Maybe readjust that one from a 10 to with current perspectives. What would that be? A 2?
Yeah. Now? On the level of being duped. That's a lower level of being duped.
Yeah. Just the people being mad at things. Like, I think we can realize the Yacht thing. We got through it. And look, I'm not here to talk about, I'm not a social critic. What am I, Mort Saul, sitting with 6 newspapers?
Yeah.
Reading the papers and then just kind of just.
You do have a stack of newspapers in front of you, though. I'll turn to.
They're not new, though. That's the funny thing.
Yeah, family circles.
They're old. Yes.
A bunch of old family circles.
Says
in front
here,
of you.
Looks like Beetle Bailey's trying to get seconds in the cafeteria. Just like not smart person acting like they're pontificating on the news. So Claire,
that's my name. Uh-oh.
Okay. Oh, goody.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm afraid about what this is.
Oh, this. Thank you. This. Yeah. Don't worry about it. This is.
Couldn't double side it.
He doesn't like trees.
Oh, yeah, I hate trees.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know.
You know, if you could.
I'm sweating.
I'm not even going to ask what that is out there.
What,
I'm hearing, I think, a harmonica.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Campfire. It's Mike.
There's a campfire going on out here.
It's going to be some kind of show tonight.
It's going to be some kind of show.
It already is. Because it's me and my friend Claire.
Wow.
So, you, what's going on? You doing stand-up?
Doing stand-up. Working at the meat store.
That's right. You're working at a meat store now.
Almost done working there. I put in my 2 weeks.
You did.
I said, okay. I've had enough of this.
Yeah. I've had enough of this. I still have my fingers.
Yeah, barely.
I'd like to leave with all 10 of these.
They're all kind of to the point where the water was so hot on the dishes that I was washing that I just have like kind of pads.
Really?
Like it's thick.
Like a
my
like,
skin is thickening.
Like when a puppy becomes a dog and the pads mm-hmm. go from being like soft and pink to just this hard black pads.
And it never goes back.
No. That's why with my dog, Good and Poochie, once in a while, I'll sit and I'll just like look at her paws and be like, oh, these paws. And I make like I'm gonna work at a nail salon. I'll just be like, I'll give you a little a pad massage.
Because
mm-hmm. like, you think about it. She's on those things all day.
Yeah.
Pads. She ain't got no choice. Those pads are taking a beating. We go walk through the neighborhood. It's hard on the pads.
We got our own pads to worry about, too.
But we have shoes.
Take time for your own pads.
Yeah, but I have shoes and socks. This dog ain't got no socks. Well, she's.
You definitely have socks for that dog. You got shoes for it.
Do I have shoes?
I bet.
No.
Really?
What am I supposed to get? Dog shoes? She's not going to wear them.
You got clothes for her.
Yeah. I put a Chewbacca outfit on her.
Chewbacca?
On Halloween. It was the off market. It was not. I got it from the dollar store.
Yeah.
It was a Chewbacca. Yes.
I got a Jam Jam Banks.
I got Jam, yeah. I dressed my dog in a Jam Jam Banks costume. She didn't like it. So I put this Chewbacca thing on her, and it's basically like a dog jacket that happens to have fur on it. It's like if I would have put Sonny Bono's vest on her from the 60s. She wouldn't like that. I know how she'd feel about that. She wouldn't like it because she certainly did not like this Chewbacca thing, and she was so unhappy in it. She just like stopped moving. Like she wasn't even, she was like, I'm not even going to run around in this.
Not even sitting down, just standing.
No, she just stood there to make it clear. It's like, it was like the equivalent of like this pinwheel on a computer screen. It's like, I think my dog needs to be defragged or something. She's just stopped moving. She just stood there. So I says to you, you're doing your stand-up.
Doing my stand-up.
You're working on the meat store is going to be a thing of the past soon.
Yeah. I'm already checked out.
You're already looking out the window. That's how you're going to lose a finger, though.
Yeah, you're right.
Senioritis at the meat store.
That's what I call it, dude.
It's going to be bad.
I kind of keep banging my head on stuff.
Really?
On accident, yeah.
Bonk. Like, on what? Like, sides of beef?
Yeah, it's slabs of wet beef.
Are you in the freezer?
Yeah, but it's not one of those. It's not like Rocky. Things aren't hanging mm-hmm. from hooks.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are they, on shelves?
They're on shelves. That's Don't worry, more, everybody. They're on shelves.
Yeah. It's a little more visual when they hang. It's a little harder to box on them.
You can figure it out.
Yeah, but you might punch the shelf also.
That's also, I'm hitting my knuckles on stuff. Everything is knuckle height.
Yeah, you're ready to leave the meat store.
Yeah.
You did your time.
I'm trying to go full-time artiste.
Yeah, and you should, because you are. You're funny.
Are you mad at me?
No, not mad. I'm mad at the people who aren't giving you a big deal.
The higher-ups?
Yeah, the higher-ups. I mean, there's no, at the very least, you could be working for what's-his-face, fat Jewish, like combing the internet.
I don't think he has a, does he still have a career?
But wouldn't you just be like, hey, he'd be like, I want 30 hot memes
You know what that sounds like
and
to me?
And scratch a what?
That sounds like slicing, cutting each finger off. Every day I cut a piece of my finger off until I have no fingers. That's what that would feel like.
To work for
him. It'd be just like working at the butcher shop, but if I was blind at the butcher shop.
That would be depressing. Now, at this butcher shop, are there people making sandwiches and things like that? Or is
no,
it just straight up?
Sandwiches.
It's not a deli.
No, it's just straight up meat. Some guy came in the other day with a Masses shirt. I forgot to mention that.
You hear that, Mike? Someone came in with, and what did he say? This is a robbery?
I said, hey, I like your shirt. Do you have a headshot, too?
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, no, I don't have one of those yet. I said, well, you got to get one.
Yeah.
And then that was it. Then he asked for hot dog water, and I said, we don't got it. And he left.
Now, let me just wrap my head around this.
He said, you don't have hot dog water? And then he left.
You mean like the water that hot dogs have been boiled in?
Yeah, he just wanted some sort of hot dog water.
Is he going to wash his face?
I don't know.
Have a cold drink or warm drink? I hope it would be worse. Cold hot dog water, or to have to drink cold hot dog water or warm hot dog water?
Warm, duh. What are you,
cold
nuts?
Would be just like, you're not eating a cold hot dog either.
But it goes down easier.
Would it? Think about it. Here's a glass. Yeah, right?
A clear glass?
Oh, yeah. Glass. I'm not giving you a plastic cup so you can change the color of this thing. No, you've got to look at what this is. Mike, think about it. I want you to answer this. A glass of cold hot dog water or warm hot dog water? Which would be worse? You think warm would be worse?
Yeah, I don't know what world you're living in.
Look, I'm not going to drink either of them. Because you know what I do in any situation like this? Somebody's like, for $1,000, would you do this? I'm like, no. All right, for $10,000, like, they're like, would you drink a gallon of hot dog water for $1,000? No. All right, how about for $10,000? No. Okay, $50,000? No. All right, $100,000. You might as well, it's theoretical. You might as well, if you can have standards when it's theoretical.
I drink hot dog water for $100,000.
It's theoretical. No one's going to offer it to you. Just say no. It makes it look like you've got oodles of integrity. Like, she's unbuyable. You can't. She couldn't even find a price. We were her $30 million. You're not going to drink hot dog water. No, I'm not. Because nobody's going to do more than $30.
That's not the vibe I give off. I'm oozing the opposite of integrity.
Like,
what's
I bet
that?
You we can get her to drink this hot dog water. Like,
yeah,
that
totally.
Vibe?
Yeah.
Like, hey, it's Claire.
I'm walking down the street.
Yeah. Hey, look at it. Right there. I bet you she'll drink some hot dog water.
Ew.
How much you think? I don't know. $30. Mike? Hey, Mike? And when I'm talking about this hot dog water, the person's paying you. You're not paying them. Mike can bring his own hot dog water. Oh, goody.
Then you could put your own spices in it.
Yeah, you could tailor make the hot dog water to your own particular preferences. Okay. Hey, Mike, who's good here? All right, five. Best show, hi.
Hey, Tom, it's Rick Stanton.
Rick Stanton?
Yes.
The guy I actually just off air, I guess it's kind of like my, you know, off air life, is I sold a house and you bought the house.
That's right.
That was just like a few weeks ago.
Yeah, I'm loving the house. It's great. And, you know, it's funny. I'm also loving your show. I didn't even know you did a... What do you call this, a podcast? It's not really a podcast.
It's not. It's like an online radio kind of thing.
Oh, I love it. Who's that guest you got there right now?
Her name's Claire O'Kane.
Wait. Not the actress who never wears pants.
The very one.
I'm a fan. Great to meet you.
There you go. That's...
Tom, that's weird, wild stuff, right?
That's Johnny Carson.
It is, yeah. So you know your showbiz.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of showbiz.
Someday you might be in it.
Someday. Fingers crossed, Rick.
You never know.
And wait, what was that?
I was kind of like a funny act. I didn't know what it was. It was kind of formless at first, and then as it came out of my mouth, I thought maybe that's like a, I don't know, like a Edith Bunker sort of thing.
Yeah, kind of like, well, they're not exactly Edith Bunker, but in the spirit of.
That's her. Gee.
Yeah, that now you got it. That's Edith Bunker.
Archie, you dingbat.
Well, Archie called Edith a dingbat.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah, she didn't go around calling people dingbats.
Oh, no.
You're right.
No, well, I got a tattoo on my back, pretty, almost like the Rollins search and destroy thing. Mm-hmm. I have that same kind of deal, same size, but it's of Edith calling Archie a dingbat.
Look, that's your bit. I'm not going to even ask why you'd get any All in the Family tattoo is the larger question, but tattoos are a very personal thing, so.
They are. I have another one in a very personal place.
Okay.
Tom, it's right. What? Oh, you're going to bleep me, weren't you?
I already am.
Oh, no. Yes. Okay. Well, that's fair enough.
Yeah, you were being bleeped.
Yes.
I don't know where. I don't want to hear you talk about where your tattoo is, Rick.
I don't either,
You know? And, I mean, is everything cool with the house?
Oh, that's actually why I'm calling.
Oh, okay.
Well, I found some stuff of yours in the crawl space when I was trying to chase down these skunks. I actually caught two skunks today.
You caught two skunks.
I did in the crawl space. It's kind of a drag now, though, because they've been trying to gnaw through their leashes all day, which is it's pretty frustrating, as you can imagine.
Well, why do you have leashes on the skunks?
So they're pets.
You can't make skunks into pets.
What? Sure I can.
No, you can't. It's not.
Well, bad. You're acting like that's the craziest thing you've ever heard.
Well, it's not the crazy, but it's definitely one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. Yeah.
Hey, how dare you offend me like that? You're being ridiculous. And as you well know, one of the oldest rules and tenets of civilization is that the man who chastises the purchaser of his former dwelling has brought mucho shame upon the house of his own damn self.
That's the very blurry rule, the way you said.
No, it's in the Bible.
Mucho is in the Bible.
Yes, in the context of
England. Like not saying the mucho would be in a Spanish Bible, but an English Bible with somebody just dropping mucho as slang is in the Bible.
Look, things were going on back then that we still don't know what it was. Remember that book?
Things were going on.
Back then that we still don't know what it is. It was a Carl Sagan book. It was the follow-up to Cosmos. It didn't do so good.
Really, yeah. He was like a one. He was like the Don McLean of space.
Hey, Don McLean had two hits. I think you're thinking of Joe Boxers.
Yeah, Just Got Lucky was... and they kind of... What was that stretch of music where people dressed like old street urchins, where between Dexy's
look,
Midnight
lads,
Runners?
Look, lads, I think we got to look like Sluggo.
Yes, they, yeah, like like they dressed like they were being chased out of the train yard, all these bands.
That's what they called, that was the original term for New Wave. It was called train running away from music.
Train running away from music. I could see how that didn't get traction.
Well, it didn't take because it wouldn't fit on a header card.
Yeah,
why?
In a record, sure, yeah.
Yeah.
So, hey, what you said you, that you were in the crawl space?
Yes, I found a bunch of stuff.
Uh-huh. You, oh, okay, what?
Well, I actually have it right here. One is, it's a screenplay that you wrote called The Revenge of Kid Jersey Upon Everyone on Earth That Has Ever Lived.
Yeah, I wrote that. It was like a little thing I was working on for...
Well, I wouldn't say little, and I don't know a ton about show business, but is 750 pages a normal length for a movie script?
No, that's a little on the long side, yeah.
Yeah. You know, I'll be honest, I didn't make it past page 14 when you beat Howard Stern to death with your shoe and then took over his show.
Yeah, that was a early moment in a very long story of me getting kind of what I felt was mine.
Right, right. Well, you know, that happens. And, hey, speaking of early things, there's also what appears to be an early attempt at some kind of graphic novel that centers around this very unusual friendship between that robot monster on the cover of Queen's News of the World album, Iron Maiden's mascot Eddie, and that overall-wearing computer man in that Dire Straits Money for Nothing video.
Yeah, I thought they would all be pals and kind of go on adventures together.
Right. It's I was surprised at how kind of, no offense, how uninteresting it was.
Well, I can remember when I was writing it, one of the things that was hard to come up with was that the News of the World guy looks sympathetic, but he's clearly his murdered queen.
Yeah, you think he's sad? Maybe he's sad about squishing him.
Yes. He clearly squished Queen.
That was the original title of News of the World, Squished Queen.
Yeah.
No one knows that.
That was the guy, that was the robot that squished Queen.
And the original opening track wasn't going to be We Will Rock You, it was... We will squish you. We will squish you. Bobby, it was Bobby, not Buddy, in the first version.
No, it's Buddy. That's the guy's name. It's not. He's not saying like, "Hey, Buddy," the way someone would say, "Hey, pal."
See, I thought Buddy was Buddy Hackett. Doesn't that make sense?
You thought that the Queen, that We Will Rock You was about Buddy Hackett, that they're singing
Yes, I thought it was about that night that Queen showed up Aladdin Hotel, and they find out that they're opening for Buddy Hackett.
And he's back there with what on his face?
Like pancake makeup?
But it says like mud on your face? Or
oh, yes.
Yeah, so... That's about Buddy Hackett having mud all over his face?
Oh, yeah, it was like a mud bath, you know, like it gets out the toxins.
Oh, so it was like a very, the mud is not from any sort of, like, earthy struggle, it's just from
him. Oh, no.
He's just looking
he was getting a spa treatment.
Yeah, that's interesting. I didn't think that's what the mud on his face in that song would have been about, was just a...
Well, it's plausible. Hey, also here...
Yeah.
There's this weird green gooey stuff that's in like an old beaker. Does that ring any kind of bell?
Oh, yeah. That I haven't thought about that in a long time. That's actually from a science project I did back in high school. It was like a gelatin that I had infused with this green food coloring, trying to simulate like radioactive waste.
Really? My God. Where'd you go to high school? Lloyd Kaufman Academy?
Yeah, it is very trauma-esque, right? The
that's why I said that.
Yeah, no, I know it is. Well, I'm agreeing with you.
Sometimes agreement is the start of a great friendship.
Is that another thing from the Bible?
I think that's something Yogi Berra said, right?
Yogi Berra said sometimes agreement is the start of... It sounds very, very wooden for him.
I've seen it on shirts.
Like, sometimes agreement is the foundation for a good friendship.
I'd love to see that on a pinstripe shirt.
It seems a little off point for Yogi Berra. Like, I didn't think...
He was very... I'm not quite sure what erudite means, but I think he was pretty erudite.
Well, yeah, I guess he was. He knew his stuff, and that tie. You ever think about that tie he had on?
That he wore a tie?
Yogi Berra. He had a tie.
Oh, you're thinking of Yogi Berra.
Oh yes, I thought you said Yogi Berra.
No, I said Yogi Berra.
Well, that's...
Yes, takes it to a whole different place, doesn't it?
Yes, okay. Well, that actually... Okay, I see. Yeah. I prefer to still think of it as Yogi Berra, though.
That's fine, but more pressing here. I found it looks like one of those wacky packages. I totally remember these things. They were cool.
I collected those things like crazy when I was a kid.
Really?
Uh-huh. What do you mean, really?
To each his own, I guess.
Oh, so there's something about me collecting commercially available trading cards that somehow...
No, it's cool. Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, my God.
Wait, why are you scared all of a sudden?
If you were here, you'd be scared, too. The wacky packages are coming alive.
Wait, what do you mean that the wacky packages are coming alive? What does that mean?
Oh, my God. The beaker must have been sitting there for so long that all that green goop inside, it really did become radioactive. Oh, no, and the beaker had a crack in it, and it must have leaked all that radioactive goop onto the wacky packages and caused them to come to life.
That,
oh, my God.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard, Rick. Now
what?
That... What? That's insane.
Or am I so sane that your tiny brain can't handle it, thus causing you to think me insane?
Wow. Well, that's kind of...
Kind of resets it, doesn't it?
Yeah. It reframes the whole thing.
Yeah. But look, this actually happens way more than you think. It happened to my mother with an old radioactive can of Ready Whip. About 30 years ago, that can went on a 10-block rampage and maimed several garbage men and women.
Oh, my God.
It was sick.
That is sick.
I'll tell you, this is just like that idea that they scrapped for Stranger Things Season 2, only their idea was that a pack of Fun Dip comes to life and smothers that stoner guy who looks like the dude in Heavy Metal Parking Lot who says, Madonna, she's a dick.
I remember that guy.
Remember that? But this idea was deemed too unbelievable, and Tom, yet here we are, in that kind of situation.
Rick, I guess we are, this is where we are, yeah, you're right.
Tom, you gotta call 911, we're in full crisis mode here.
What, how? What's going on?
Tom, oh no!
What?
I'm being chased by a giant can of Orville Dettenbacher's gourmet shocking corn. It's got me. Oh, no. It burns. Oh, my God. It stinks.
Rick?
It stinks and then it burns. Oh.
It's the corn is popping or shocking.
Oh.
Rick. He's gone.
Yeesh.
Man. Mike. Who's out there? A lot of people. Mm-hmm. What's that? It's a hootenanny. My two other guests here?
Yes, they are.
Let's just jump in and send the other guests in, please.
Should I leave?
No. Okay. Why would you leave? You're the backbone of this thing. You're the new host of the show.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Cool. Let me get that in writing.
Mike literally pointed at me and Pat and said, Nellie and Kevin.
How are we doing with the stamping of those things?
Pat's killing it. I did like probably 100. We did more.
Okay. By the way, we're stamping the Friends of Tom cards are going out. The people.
Should read some of the names.
Why? Why would we read? Look who it is.
Can I get one of those? What do I got to do?
To get what?
A Friends of Tom card.
Yeah, I'll give you one. We're friends.
Do I got to pay somebody?
No, you don't have to pay.
Yes, please.
Okay. I thought you were saying, can I get one of those with the beer?
No.
Just
have a seat here. Oh, would you rather sit on this? Would you rather take the aisle seat?
Yeah.
Okay. If you prefer it.
No, it's good. Quick getaway.
What, am I holding you up? You have somewhere better to be?
I get it.
Ugh. I want to say this also. Look at the studio's cans. They know what cans are. She's been in.
I'm just saying they're available.
Okay.
Cans.
All right, get out. Both of you.
I feel like a real ragamuffin now. Everybody's dressed all nice. They got nice shoes.
You're dressed nice.
I got meat shoes.
You have your meat shoes on.
Oh, thank you.
Right? There's the Coors Light. Did you have a drink there, Kevin?
I got a Yingling here.
You have a Yingling? Nellie, do you have a drink? Are you good? Do you have a water? Is that what you want?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. It's so nice to see you. I haven't seen you in so long. Welcome back.
Well, it's so nice to be here. What a delight.
Thank you for coming, Nellie Mackay.
It's lovely to see you.
It's so great to have you here, and I see you have your there's can we get a Mike? Nellie needs some kind of table or something.
Table?
Yeah, something. Bring another chair in so she can set her drink down. They keep bending up and down.
Okay.
It's unseemly.
Oh, you're
to
right.
To make you do that.
Oh, you're right.
Not that it's unseemly for you to do it.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, do you want this table?
It's your table.
It's your and Claire's table.
Beers. Oh, I should get
Pat's bringing something in. Don't worry.
Pat's
yeah.
bringing something.
Yeah. Oh, God. This crew. I can't stand. It really is.
Yeah,
there you go. There you go.
You're
going
to need to clear the door, though.
I bought that dumb thing at IKEA when I started the show 3 years ago. Now, finally, it is being used for the first thing. What's up with IKEA, guys? Right? You ever go to IKEA with the... With the shelves and could you imagine? You know, you go to IKEA and they're just like, oh, the food is like, they got the food so cheap. Yeah, it's disgusting. That's why it's so cheap.
They serve food there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Meatballs.
Get up on the mic. Slide that mic toward
sorry,
you.
Man.
That's right. You can lean back and just bring it toward you.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, man.
Look
at that.
I'm gonna record like this every
time. Let me just frame this now as a host should do in studio. Claire O'Kane, of course, we've met her already. Comedian, actor. What else?
The pantsless actress.
Yeah.
That's what that color
is. That's fine, yeah. But I'm not.
No, it's okay.
You do other things.
I got to work on my brand. I need more interesting things.
Yeah.
You
do acting and things. You're doing a little bit of everything. You're doing stand up, and you're slicing meat by day. And you're slicing up audiences by night.
Killing
them.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Killing them softly.
Exactly. You're, I can't think of any more meat comedy metaphors. Claire works as she's a meat purveyor during the day.
I work at a butcher shop.
And she's leaving though. She gave notice.
I gave notice.
Oh, good on you.
Which
butcher did you work for?
It's called Arby's.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Arby's. No. Arb, when you guys look at Arby's and you get, no, I don't want to talk about meat. I'm going to throw up if I talk about, I'm sorry.
It's fine.
I'm sure the meat's great. I just eat the fish. You don't slice fish up there, right?
No, we don't slice fish up. Nobody slices fish up.
You're a pescatarian, or?
I guess so. Sure. That would fit. So Claire's here. We met her already. Everybody loves Claire already. We don't need to. Now let's fall in love with two new guests. He was here a few months ago, and he's the star of Dice. He's not Dice. That'd make it seem like he plays Dice on the show. He's not Andrew Dice Clay.
Dice is the star of Dice.
Kevin Corrigan, I said his name now, so I blew the introduction. This guy's been in so many things. This movie Results, you did, is so good.
You like that movie?
I like that movie a lot. It's great.
I like that guy's other movies. Andrew Bujalski,
yeah.
The director. I like this movie, Beeswax.
I didn't see Beeswax. I saw Computer Chess.
That was good, too.
Chess is great. Yes. But Kevin Corrigan, he's here. Thank you for coming.
My father would say Corrigan.
Okay. Your father would say Corrigan.
A lot of people say Corrigan.
Okay.
You know who got it right? Scorsese. He said...
And I just want to say, first of all, this guy starts off hot. He starts off with a Scorsese thing. He knows.
I know what the people want.
But he also knows he's not burning it. Now he's got so much more to offer. He can burn a Marty thing off the top, and he's still loaded for the rest of the show.
Yes, I'm going to slice this audience up.
That's what I'm talking about.
So what would Marty said? We can call him Marty, too, because I'll never meet him.
So Marty said, no, this was at the 25th anniversary of screening of Goodfellas. I'm going to make this fast. Every time I talk about Marty, I have to talk fast because that's how he talks. Mm-hmm. So anyway, he's in Thailand. He's making, the movie Silence. So he couldn't be at the 25th anniversary screening. Mm-hmm. So he sends a tape over.
Mm-hmm.
And, he's in there. I know everybody's, there's a lot of people there from the original film. You know, De Niro, Ray Liotta, Lorraine Bracco, Frank Vincent, Kevin Corrigan. I was like, I nudged my dad. He was sitting next to me. Like, he said it right.
That's awesome.
Because he's an old school guy.
Yeah,
it's the old school pronunciation. Anyway, I didn't mean to go on and on and on and on and on, and on like that.
Don't worry. You go wherever you like, Kevin Corrigan. And also, not also, she so talented. She sings, she performs, she writes. What can't you do, Nellie McKay?
Well, I can't say, that I've met Scorsese, but I did hear that... can I say something, like a little gossip I heard? I heard that when he's in Italy, he gets his coffee from Starbucks. Which is not very down with the people. So, Kevin, if you see him, could you have a word?
I feel like I've been punched in the stomach.
I know. I felt the same way.
But what if he really likes that, like, unicorn thing that had like eight different colors in it? What if that's what he's ordering when he goes there?
In Italy, there's no excuse.
With a matcha frap.
Yeah.
Just get a matcha frap.
Oh.
Marty.
In the motherland.
Oh, my.
He drinks Starbucks. I gotta say, he just moved up in my book. So.
Down to earth.
Yes, he's down, exactly. He's a weird film dude. I was going to say he's a slob, but I don't know if he's a slob. You ever notice who are like the weird people? Like editors are weird. You ever think how weird you ever talk to like a film editor? Because they're just like staring at frames all the time. They're just like in a darkened room, hunched over, all by themselves all the time. And they're just like, yeah, I shaved six frames off of this. It took all day. And, like, they're just noticing, like, minutia like that. But then you, like Nelly, you get to be out and about, and you're not skulking in the shadows like the Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah.
You're on stage in full color. And what are you doing on stage now? You have a thing that's, that has one more weekend. Is that correct?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, one more midnight show. Yeah.
And what is this now? Because it's something that is not without controversy.
Really? No kidding. Who told you that?
The paper of record.
Oh.
The AP Mike Times.
Oh, I see.
Have you met AP Mike out there, the guy?
Oh.
The one hunched over the
yes,
phone bank?
Of course, of course.
Has he, he didn't try to sell you anything, reverse mortgage. He tries to sell a lot of guests reverse mortgages, and I'm trying to stop him from that.
Oh, good.
So,
well, you wouldn't get too far with me.
Now, Nelly, you have a show. What is this show called?
It's called The Big Malinsky, and then parentheses considering Joan Rivers, but I'm probably not allowed to say that either. But...
Mm-hmm. Because it's a you've done a variety of shows over the years. You do your straight performances where you go up and you play all your hit songs.
Sure, sure.
And then you do other things that are more themed.
Yeah.
Like you did the show of who was the show you did, Billy? What was that again?
Billy Tipton.
Billy, yes.
But I mean, I'd love to do a live show of Goodfellas.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
you'd love to. Well, look,
like
I think the show might
performing the like the soundtrack or something.
I mean, mostly the violence, really.
Oh, okay. I see what you.
Like you could make someone go get your bleeping ukulele, right?
Yeah.
Go home and get your bleeping ukulele, right?
Wait a minute, Tom. You can't curse on here.
Well, we try not to.
Why?
Because it,
that's you know a great what? Question.
Okay, well, I'll answer the question.
Sure.
It's a great question. Get ready for an even greater answer. Look, society's dying. Well, no, I'm going to make it a little more narrow than that. The show started on the radio, and we couldn't curse when we were doing it on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And then I moved from the radio to this private, non-FCC endeavor. Mm. But there's something, a strength came out of not leaning on cursing.
Mm.
That we find ways to say things. And it just doesn't things just don't get lower and lower without people even trying anymore.
Right, right.
And look, if somebody curses, if somebody stubs their toe and says a word, like when Dad would be hammering in the garage and you'd hear a swear word. It's okay. We're not going to, things not going to shut down. But I just try not to. I've trained myself to not curse from all the years on radio. And I think I prefer it that way. Because look, Kevin had his friend Andrew Dice Clay call, and he clearly was not on the same page with this. And he started off, and then he says, you go to the room and you get the thing. And it was like, and I just sat there.
I don't think he knew.
No, he didn't. But he also knows that that's funny to just do that.
He would have done it anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Even if he did know, yeah.
Yeah. But Nelly, before we get into this Goodfellas musical idea, which I'm also going to, I can also talk about it. I worked with a friend of yours from Goodfellas, Kevin, a couple months ago. Not a great, didn't have a great day. He was not in a great mood. We can talk more about that. But, Nelly, your current show that is this weekend, when is it, this Friday night?
This Friday at midnight.
Where's that at?
Oh, it's at Joe's Pub.
Okay. And it's The Big Malinsky.
Right.
Considering Joan Rivers in very small type.
Right.
Right? You'd almost need a magnifying glass to see.
Well, now I think they would consider you liable.
Look, I got nothing. They can come after me. Take it all. That's what I say. Come after me. You can try to fight me. What, are they going to take this board? This is all I got. This board and this laptop. It's all I've got. What's that? I don't even have the snacks. You rats are going to load them out. If this place goes under, can't we? They're going to be running out here with their arms full of things as if it's like Independence Day. So this show, it's about, can we talk about it? Isn't that funny? I said, can we talk about it? Right? I didn't even mean it that way. But we can say that it's like, it's you kind of telling the story of Joan Rivers right. In her early days.
That's right, right. She was born at Joan Malinsky, and Rodney Dangerfield told her, you got to have a tagline. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, he had, I can't get no respect, and she came up with, can we talk? But, you know, he also said, the only thing better than winning is seeing your friends lose.
That's what Rodney Dangerfield said? Yeah. Wait, he said that or I said that? I lost track there for a second. Whose life are we talking about now? The only thing better than winning is watching your friends lose.
Yeah.
Because I have a version of that. Is the only way, the only time it feels good to stand tall is if you're standing on your defeated friends.
Yeah.
Atop your defeated friends. Right, if they're under your feet.
Yeah.
I'm still working the phrasing out.
What's your star sign?
My star sign?
Ooh.
What do you think it is?
You seem like a Virgo or a Libra.
What's that mean?
Is that what a star sign
is?
It
is, yeah.
What do you think it is, Nellie?
Well, I mean,
you're going to guess it. I know you're going to guess it.
No, I think I won't now.
I bet you will.
No, I mean, just based on, I mean, that you could be a Leo.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm not.
He's not.
No, because you're not hot-headed.
No. I'm a planner and a facilitator. I try to make everybody happy. What star sign am I?
Capricorn? Taurus?
Pisces?
Aries.
No, I think there might only be one left that I am.
Aquarius?
So, yes. Aquarius.
Oh, that's the one most likely to wind up in a mental institution.
Yeah,
no,
well,
way,
get
really?
Ready, yeah. Nellie. We'll see how this show goes tonight. I'm halfway there.
Yeah.
Got AP Mike out there. You know what this guy said? He has a shirt because his bar he works at, Massa's Tavern, right? Mm. And then, do you know the show Impractical Jokers? Do you know that show? It's a prank show on True TV. So Mike gets one of the guys, comes in. He's nice enough to come here. Mike gets one of the guys to wear one of these shirts, these massive shirts that get made for him. The guy wears it on the TV show. And then this guy Mike is like the king of Bayonne. He lives in Bayonne now. And now he's like, everybody's, hey, Mike got the shirt on TV. It's like, it's almost like things are turning around in Bayonne. We got a shirt on. A TV show had the shirt on. Things are looking up for once around here. And he hangs out at this Quick Check that's a green, it runs on solar panels, this Quick Check.
Kidding.
And he's there and they're just like, hey, Mike, we saw the shirt. You did it. He did, like, you'd think it was Seabiscuit. You'd think he was Seabiscuit with the, this shirt's giving people hope. I remember Seabiscuit when they were just like, this horse is giving people hope. Was anybody really getting hope off a horse back then? Yeah, I was kind of feeling down about the world, but then the horse ran. It's a horse. Doesn't know any better. And back then they're beating the horses like crazy. Like, horse just didn't want to get beat anymore. So he ran faster so he'd stop hitting him.
Right.
So this show, The Big Malinsky. Where did this, the Joan Rivers is one of your favorites? Is this a hero of yours?
But I think that's another show, Seabiscuit, the musical.
Seabiscuit, the musical.
Mm. We'll get to work on that right after we do The
Goodfellas. The Goodfellas, don't worry.
Yeah.
So this show, it's you telling her story in... And how are you doing this? What's the form of this show?
You
sing some songs?
AABA. We sing some songs and we make it a music and we make it a good times and the not so good at times.
Mm-hmm. And you're doing the jokes?
No, I can't do the jokes anymore.
Okay.
So in case the estate
is
listening.
You did the jokes.
Yeah, no more jokes. So instead I just tell my own personal sexual harassment stories, which are kind of amusing.
Okay. So it's kind of a...
Well,
kind of covers a few different eras.
They're not so good at times.
Yeah. Hey, speak for yourself. I've always appreciated what I could get.
So, you're doing the show one more time, though. One more time.
One more time, yeah, but maybe we'll bring it somewhere. Yeah. Maybe we'll bring it to Jersey.
That'd be great.
All the way to Jersey.
Bayonne.
Do it at the Quick Check.
That's good.
The Green Quick Check, right? Be in the park and be like, hey, Mike, you did it.
Yeah.
And look, they don't have a whole lot in Bayonne. Have you ever been to Bayonne?
Mm-mm.
This is what Bayonne has. These are the heroes from Bayonne. Who grew up there, Mike? Doris Day, right? No. Who?
Chuck Wepner.
Frank Langella.
Yeah,
Frank Langella.
Yes. Chuck Wepner, the guy,
leader.
The guy who, when he fought Muhammad, he stepped on Muhammad Ali's foot and tripped him, and he fell, and then claimed that he knocked Muhammad Ali down. He tripped him. It's that guy. They filmed the, what's that? Sandra Dee is who I met.
Oh, wow.
Sandra Dee is from Bayonne. And the guy who created a Game of Thrones, George R.R. Martin. And he has said that it's based on Bayonne, that all these kingdoms and things are based on the different. So, and they shot the movie War of the Worlds, the Tom Cruise, Steven Spielberg movie. They shot part of it in Bayonne. And then there's a guy who appeared in an Effordent commercial. Polygrip. There's a guy who played a doctor in a Polygrip commercial who lives in Bayonne. And he's actually... the closest thing that Bayonne has to a doctor. He often treats people and he prescribes them Polygrip. There's a lot of people dying in Bayonne because they're like, I'm having trouble breathing and breath is short. And he's like, I prescribe 2 tubes of Polygrip. And they're like, isn't that for dentures? It's like, fine, 3 tubes of Polygrip. So that's the climate that Mike's in. It's like it really is like it's like animals. And this is what their industry, the industry of Bayonne is tire repair. When you get a flat, you go in and then they'll sell you like a retreaded tire.
Oh, this sounds great.
Yeah.
What's the real estate like around there? Good
price? It's very pricey. There's a bridge that's never open, the Bayonne Bridge. Never open. What are they doing with this thing? I don't know what they're doing with this Bayonne Bridge. Mike, what's up with the Bayonne Bridge? It's open now. Oh, great. It's for the holidays. What a fun family thing to take the family over the bridge, right? That's fun in Bayonne now. And this guy buys these DVDs in this parking lot of a Duane Reade. He buys bootleg DVDs.
Really?
Yeah.
He buys them?
Yeah.
So he would buy actual DVDs. How much does he pay?
I think he gets them 2 for $5.
Really?
Yeah. Like he...
So you could take your old DVDs and sell them to them?
No, no. These are just pirated current movies are the thing. So you would go there and you'd be like, hey, you got Thor... And they'd be like, yeah, that's new, so that's $4.
I see.
Like after a couple weeks, that drops to the 2 for $5.
Mike can get me Lady Bird?
Mike?
Oh, yeah.
Can you see about Lady Bird?
Can you give me a copy of Lady Bird?
Yeah, great. I'm sure Greta Gerwig is going to love that her movie is going to be sold out of a trunk of a Duane Reade from Bayonne. Now, Kevin.
Say, what does the Bayonne Bridge go over? Some water or something?
It just goes into the ocean. There's nothing on the other side of it.
When the tide comes in, there's no bridge.
Yes. Where? What? I think Kilvan Cull. Staten Island, I think it goes to. It's like the bridge between Bayonne and Staten Island.
So it goes over a cull.
Yeah.
The Kill Van Cull.
The Kill Van Cull, yes. So, yeah. Now, Kevin, Goodfellas, was that your first movie?
Yes.
That was your first movie. Isn't that crazy? Literally, the first movie, you were in that movie.
Actually, it wasn't. It was the it was my third movie.
It was your first major movie, would you say that?
I might as well just say it was my first movie.
Yeah. What were the two before it, then?
Yeah, you don't want to hear about that. But actually, one of them was filmed in Bayonne.
Really?
It was a TV, it was an after-school special.
Really?
You remember the ABC after-school special?
Oh, a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, what was it called?
It was called...
Little Boy Bayonne.
It was called Taking a Stand.
Oh.
A pro-bullying...
after-school special. A good friend of mine right now, today he texted me from the set of the new Scorsese movie.
Uh-oh.
The Irishman.
Oh, it's going to be bad. He's not Irish. He shouldn't make Irish movies.
The Italian man.
He doesn't act. His Irish movies aren't good. DiCaprio is not De Niro. It's just, it's all downhill. He should quit.
But that's not what it's about.
The Starbucks man.
He's not.
It's about a guy who sells Irish Spring soap.
Okay, I'm interrupting, but I mean.
I love that commercial. The guy's got that knife.
Remember, the guy whittled that Irish Spring soap, yeah. Right? He knows.
He's like a sculptor, yeah. You know.
He doesn't know that's not what you do with soap. You're supposed to just wash up with it.
Was that from the 80s?
Guy couldn't get a piece of wood.
I think he was just trying to demonstrate. Was he just showing you like the inside of
the soap?
Sounds
like more of a knife commercial than a soap commercial.
He's the thing is, like, so he's a... He was playing like a teamster. I think it's going to be good. I you know what? I'm kind of sad that I didn't get to didn't make the team. I tried to get in the movie. Mm-hmm. Every actor, you know.
Well, you should be in the movie.
Tried to get into the Irishman.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I tried. And,
yeah.
So who's in the movie?
Okay, let's get it. It's Joe Pesci, Al Pacino, okay. Robert De Niro, Harvey Keitel.
Yeah.
Ray Romano.
Okay.
And
why'd you say it like that?
Yeah. Who else is in it?
Larry the Cable Guy.
He's not in it.
Yeah.
Is he?
He plays Jimmy Hoffa.
Well, there you go. I told you it's going to be good.
So
no,
you want
like,
to?
You know, they're spending all this money. There was an article today. It was in the trades.
Yeah.
About the budget has now gone up from $100 million to $125 million, you know, because it's
take place in a space station.
Right, Netflix won't confirm whether or not the movie's going to get a theatrical release.
Okay.
But you know, the money, a lot of that money is going towards special effects to make De Niro look 30 years younger,
mm-hmm.
which they can do now.
Yeah.
Are they going to do it on this movie? They have to. That's the whole. And Pacino and Pesci. They're all going to be. You know, it's like a 30. You know, it's
think about this though.
Really?
What if you were watching Godfather 2? If they were making Godfather 2 now, were they going to do the digital technology to Marlon Brando, make him younger? Would there be no Robert De Niro then?
Right, but I'm just. They can
he'd
do
be
that.
Loaded, he'd be out. He'd be out on the dock.
Yeah,
Robert De Niro. Right.
Yeah.
Right? You'd be a UPS driver.
Yeah.
You'd be like, yeah, I got a package.
Yeah.
But, you know, it takes something. It's like, you know, to sell a movie nowadays, it's, you know, this is what you got to do.
Yeah. Can you do an impression, Kevin, of Robert De Niro as a UPS driver?
We'll get back to that.
Okay, we'll get there. Mike loves it when I fail. I heard Mike just go. So they're making this movie. You couldn't get in it.
How about this? You honking at me? Are you honking at me?
That's what it'd be. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not even drinking. I'm using myself.
Now, the thing that everybody, the thing everybody wants to hear about, the 800-pound gorilla in the room, is this. This Goodfellas thing you want to work on, Nelly. What is this?
Well, you know, I just thought of it, but you know, I mean, why not? I mean, you could have there.
Would you be in it?
I mean, sure. I'll play Billy Betts. And you play Martin Scorsese's mom.
Okay.
Yeah. And Claire, you should be Henry.
I'll be the spaghetti.
Nah, yeah. Spaghetti.
Did you see my painting?
At the end, your egg noodles and ketchup.
No, Claire would be, what's his face? The guy's like, where's the money? I want the toupee guy.
I'm the toupee
guy?
Oh,
yeah, with Maury.
You'd play Maury. Yeah.
Who would you be, Tom?
Well, I wouldn't be in this.
No?
No, I have no talent.
Well, that's not true.
Tom will play that song, Layla.
You could play.
I'll sing Layla.
Yeah.
Bum 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 bum.
And then someone will talk over you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then somebody will talk. Yeah, and then they'll open the tractor trailer. I'll be that guy. What's his face? One hanging in the thing is like in the meat locker. You ever find a body at the place you work?
Not yet.
What if
I got 2 weeks left?
What if you were at work and you walk in and suddenly you hear bum 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 and you're working like no, and they're like, go back in the meat locker and get the thing, and you hear
I'm out.
The end of Layla's playing over the. You wouldn't walk in.
No, I'm walking to Shake
Shack. That guy would be hanging in there, right? What's that guy's name?
I think it's Carboni. Frankie Carboni.
Yeah.
Carbone?
Yeah. He was the guy who sued the Simpsons.
Why?
For like millions of dollars because they had that one character that looked like him. And he sued them for like $60 million because he's like, that's my likeness.
Did he get anything?
I don't think he did. No. So, Nellie, you love Goodfellas.
Right? Yeah.
You wrote something about it? Did I hear this?
Oh, I did. That was my essay to try to get into NYU. Was about Goodfellas.
But you wrote about Goodfellas.
I did, yeah. But Colin Quinn could direct it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hey, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Tough crowd.
Did you get it? Did you go to NYU?
No, but I mean, I hate NYU. I mean, that was my first protest. I mean, I hate NYU. But, you know, it's just that thing of you try to work within the system, never works.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
But you wrote this essay. Did you get any feedback on it?
Yeah, I mean, look, they got some nice people working there. There's someone just out here who's working there. So, I mean, you know, but it's still, I mean, as an institution, it should be, you know, destroyed. It should be turned NYU into affordable housing. Yeah.
Where are these kids learning, right?
I mean, the two universities, Columbia and NYU, I believe they're the two largest landowners in Manhattan.
Torch them,
They're terrible. Right? They have no respect for the neighborhoods. They're profit-making entities.
Yeah.
College is a racket.
Yeah, it is. Exactly. It took me 8 years to get through a two-year community college. And look at me. Right? Look where I'm at.
You remind us who else went to that community college?
Why thank you for my... I have to go to the Wikipedia page. I went to Middlesex Community College. Let me get past this video of me watching an interview with Buckner and Garcia, the guys who did Pac-Man Fever, on Dick Clark, and search. These are the things I do in my spare time. I was searching for an interview where Buckner and Garcia... Remember this one, Pac-Man Fever? The novelty song? I got Pac-Man fever. It's driving me crazy. And I remember as a kid, I was watching Live at 5. Remember Live at 5 with Chuck Scarborough and Sue Simmons?
Sue Simmons.
And I remember Sue Simmons was interviewing Buckner and Garcia. And she's like, this album. So of course, these songs are about video games. Pac-Man fever. Froggy's lament. All these songs. Do the Donkey Kong. She's like, but I got to say, there's some great songs on this album. And I never forgot that moment. There's two moments I've never forgotten on television. Was that moment of Sue Simmons saying, there's some great songs on this album. And the greatest moment I've ever seen, and I would pay I would donate to a charity $1,000 if somebody could give me a high-grade copy of this. It's the Jerry Lewis telephone. The local telephone, hosted by Tony Orlando. Tony Orlando is on set, and he goes, he looks off camera, he goes, "What? What's that? Oh my God, this is unbelievable." And he turns to the people and goes, "Everyone, I just want to tell you, we just got a $2 million donation came in from New York. This is just fantastic." And then a minute later, he was like, "I was just told that that was a prank phone call and that this was a fake pledge to the telethon. And who would do a thing like that? We're trying to raise money for the kids." Watching, like, no one, like, somebody just had the phone to, like, "He's pledging $2 million. And he went right to the air with that. Like, no... no safeguards. But just watching Tony Orlando go, "I was told that last call was a prank phone call. There was not a $2 million donation to Jerry's kids. I don't know who would make, who thinks that's funny to do a thing." And I'm just like, I think it's funny. I didn't call it in, but sorry. And Jerry Lewis, he's not with us anymore.
Have you ever worked with him, Kevin, Jerry Lewis?
No, but I saw him do a Q&A for the, it was a 30th anniversary screening of The King of Comedy,
mm-hmm,
at the Tribeca Film Festival. De Niro was up there, and Scorsese was up there, and they were being interviewed, and it was kind of dull until Jerry Lewis came out, and he just came out on his own. He, mm-hmm, was getting sick of waiting backstage, so yeah, he just walked out.
Because he just
with
didn't.
A big red clown nose, mm-hmm, and lit the place up, man. It was like the chemistry in the auditorium changed, like,
right,
so much.
Yeah, and what, did he actually talk?
Did he talk?
Yeah. Did you stand?
Oh,
a lot,
yeah,
of times in interviews, he just shuts down people.
Yeah.
No, he was really on. I mean, he was just like so much fun, De Niro was very serious that night,
mm-hmm,
and like, you know, Scorsese seems to go along with, you know, well, when he's with Bob, and Bob's in a certain serious mood, look, it just seems like he was sort of reflecting. It was, you know, his attitude was sort of reflective of Bob's in,
yeah,
that moment.
Yeah.
And like the moderator was the guy who wrote Ocean's 11 or something. Mm-hmm. And it was just kind of, and then Jerry Lewis came out and Scorsese couldn't stop laughing.
Oh.
It was like a whole different side of him.
Yeah.
He was just like, he was guttural. He couldn't contain himself. Guy likes to laugh.
Here's who went to my school. Danny Pinaturo. From the actor from the TV show Who's the Boss? Ahmad Khan Rahami, suspect in the 2016 New York and New Jersey bombings. They also make a footnote, did not graduate. They just want everyone to know. Look, if this guy would have finished the degree, he would not have been a suspect. If he would have gotten the 2-year degree. Me.
You're on there?
Yeah, I'm on there. It's a Wikipedia page. It's not that
know.
Hard. You're truly embarrassed. That's the saddest thing. That
you've
truly
talked about this
hurt
before.
My feelings.
You talked about this before, and you never mentioned that you were
Jim
actually
Norton,
on
comedian
it.
Jim Norton,
Yeah, of course he's on there.
And Matthew Cardos, writer for MLB.com. Oh God, this is where I went to school.
Worse.
And I applied for the radio station. I didn't get it.
No.
No.
Why not? On what grounds?
The kid said, yeah, no more slots. I went up there. It wasn't even a radio station. It was just a record player that they had speakers playing down into the student center. It was like if I played records here and I called it a radio station.
Right. Honestly.
That had speak.
Well, it looks like you dodged a bullet with that one.
I went in. The kid was playing Brain Cell Surgery by Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. And I was like, hey, any slots? He's like, nah.
I'll have a beer, yes, please.
Yeah,
okay. Thank you.
The bottle.
A bottle.
Thanks
one.
Very much.
Thank you, Claire O'Kane. What can she do? Yeah, so look. I went to a school with the suspect in the bombing.
Hey.
Oh, thank you. Oh, Pat brought it in. So, you can go out, Claire. You can come in. You're going. Yeah.
Oh, I see.
So
are you going to play?
Hey, Tom.
What's that?
But can you play, Kevin?
Not the banjo, no.
No, but this is a uke. You could play a uke if you can play guitar.
I mean the uke. What am I saying? The uke. I can't play the uke.
You know who did that?
Are you sure?
I can't. No.
Dudio just moved.
Anyone can play the uke.
Dudio just moved me up on the list. I'm ahead of everyone on the notable alumni at the school. So, Nelly, you grew up in New York City?
Partly, yes.
Partly?
Yes, partly in Harlem. Partly
okay.
Mostly in Harlem, a little bit in Queens before that.
Okay.
Yeah. So, it's become a city for the rich. If I can just mention a couple of things that would really help if anybody's listening that can do anything about it.
You go ahead and mention whatever you want to mention.
Well, there's a great piece of legislation called the Small Business Job Survival Act, which would help protect their lease of small business
and
owners.
And we're for or against that?
Oh, for it. Big time. Okay. De Blasio isn't. Of course, 37% of his donations come from real estate, so that explains that. A lot of council members aren't yet because, again, real estate is very powerful, but the people are more powerful if we really get together.
Yeah.
But we need to get the money out of politics anyway, but I think we can do this. Commercial rent control. There used to be commercial rent control in New York City.
Mm-hmm. So you are against it or for that?
For it. Yes. That would help keep – I mean, they skyrocket and they push out the little mom and pops that are doing great business, that are beloved in their communities. And even if you can afford to stay there, when the people and the places leave in your community, you feel displaced within your own community. You could have an empty storefront tax.
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
You like 7-Eleven, right?
I hate 7-Eleven. I hate 7-Eleven, which brings me to my next point.
They make their own chips.
Better zoning
now.
On chain stores. You don't have to have so many chains. You can have a few, but they're taking over.
So
the
you're
banks.
Saying you're saying you don't want a Hale and Hearty next to a pretzel manager.
I'm saying 7-Eleven had an actual plan. There was a big article in New York Magazine a few years ago about how they were going to take over the bodegas and how they were going to can you I'll move this clear, sorry. How they were offering bodega management to make their store into a 7-Eleven. It's just it's soulless. No, the character of New York City is important. Another thing you could do is you could landmark certain cultural institutions. For instance, they've done this in San Francisco with City Lights Bookstore and other places like that. You know, I think a lot of people, it's a kind of urban blight what's happening. And with the enormous glass boxes, I mean, we don't need this. And this is not housing for the poor. This is not housing for low income, middle class. You know, this is for it's rotten.
Well, you're not going to want to hear what I've been working on lately.
And we don't need another Starbucks.
Word.
Marty.
You know, Katz's Deli, right?
Right.
I'm actually a part of a committee that's going to turn it into the world's largest 7-Eleven.
Listen, sicko. You've crossed a line.
And it'll be the same way. You get a ticket when you go in. And you can go up to the counter. And if you put a dollar in the cup, then we give you back gummy worms. Do you have your picture on the wall anywhere? Who has their picture on the wall at a place? A dry cleaner or a restaurant? Nelly, do you have your picture on the wall anywhere?
No, just in spirit. There's a wonderful rehearsal studio.
And I'm not talking about – I'm sorry to cut you. Mike has his picture. He's brags. But Mike, when it says do not serve this person, that's not what we're talking about. Mike? No, we're not talking. We're talking about a picture in a positive way, not a bad. This guy passed a bad check here. Do not Let him write a check. I didn't mean to cut you off, Nellie. Go ahead. Your picture on the wall, only in spirit, you said.
Oh, yeah. There's a wonderful rehearsal studio on 48th Street.
Mm-hmm.
It's called 353 Rehearsal Studios. It's on the second floor. Mm-hmm. When you go in that building, the lobby always feels mm-hmm. like a free women's yeah. health clinic, mm-hmm. if you've ever been. But they are so great. The gentleman mm-hmm. Who works there, he was born in occupied Paris.
Mm-hmm.
And then they came to America, and they've got a picture of Edward G. Robinson.
And I've been talking to him, and you're really not going to want to hear this one.
Oh.
We're turning 353 Studios into the second largest 7-Eleven.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Well, your fingers in a lot of pots. I didn't realize.
Well, look, the Southland Corporation has been very nice to me. Over the years.
Yeah.
I just want to say, 7-Eleven, we got everything. The pizza. Some people say our pizza is the best pizza in New York. Right? Some people, like, there was a taste test in 7-Eleven magazine that said 7-Eleven pizza is the best pizza in New York. And you know who eats it? Marty. When he goes to Italy, he eats 7-Eleven pizza.
Yeah.
Was he on the cover of that issue?
Yes, he was. Yeah. It was him holding a taquito and a phone charger that he
that
got
doesn't
at 7-Eleven.
Work.
Yes, a phone charger that you realize, I think this is for a phone that they either don't make anymore or haven't started making yet. So Nellie, do you have any other? Are there anything else on your list of causes that people should keep abreast of? You mentioned two things.
Oh right. Well, I mean, no. Oh no. In New York, I mean, yes. those are the Small Business Job Survival mm-hmm. Act, mm-hmm. The tax on empty storefronts, mm-hmm. the commercial rent control, and the rezoning for chain stores. Those would really help.
The rezoning for
of chain stores to put a limit on the number of them and on how they could proliferate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's wonderful to live in a place with character and it's mm-hmm. I just get very boring. My mother always says you're boring people.
You're not boring anybody. Because
<Yeah.
laughs> look, New York City, you got the naked cowboy, right?
Can we that rezone that guy?
Yeah, you can rezone that guy to the middle of the Hudson. He's on just like he's on a float, like he's in a canoe in the Hudson. What would you get rid of? Any of those in Times Square? Would you get rid of the people walking around dressed like Iron Man?
Are you kidding? I mean, Kevin, Claire, you...
No,
I mean,
that's a part of the flavor.
I'm one step away from being one of them.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Oh. I got a Wonder Woman outfit I'm working on.
You're working on being Wonder Woman? That would be... look.
With pants. I'll wear pants.
I didn't say you wouldn't be wearing pants. You did one role.
As a pantsless person.
As a pantsless person.
I played a woman who didn't wear pants in an Amazon pilot once, and the pilot was not picked up.
Oh.
But I'm known as the pantsless actress.
That's just wonderful.
Amongst the listeners of this
show. No, Kevin, the year is 1989. You are on set of Goodfellas, stirring the gravy. Keep stirring that gravy. And you're acting alongside maybe my least favorite character in all of movie history, Lois. The entire thing falls apart because of a hat. Lois and her hat. Right?
Yeah, I can't fly without it.
Yeah.
My lucky hat.
Where's that hat now? Where's that hat? How much you think that hat would be worth? The hat. Lois's lucky hat. Yeah. Do you have any of your props from things? You hold on to anything? Are you sentimental with things?
I was. Everything I've held on to for sentimental reasons, I have lost.
Okay.
Can I ask you a question? Your My Bloody Valentine t-shirt from Walking and Talking, do you still have that?
No. I don't. That's like a perfect example of something that I should still have, but I don't.
Where'd you lose them?
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, you move around. Some stuff makes it across the threshold of change with you. Other stuff,
yeah,
it just gets thrown away, stolen.
Yeah.
You know,
lost to the ravages of time.
Yeah.
Some might say.
I'll scan some Goodwills.
So look.
But I bought that shirt in a place on St. Mark's.
Yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
You know, one of those stores near Gem Spa or something that has, like, rock shirts. That's where I got it. I got it for, like, it was like, under $20.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Now, there's a picture of like, Kanye West wearing that shirt now. But it's got some color in it. But it's the same design.
Yeah.
Do you know what else is under $20? Everything at 7-Eleven. Come on in.
What's the smell in 7-Eleven though? Why do they all 7-Elevens smell have that toxic smell?
It's a Slurpee
smell?
Machine.
Slurpees, hot dogs, taquitos.
Yeah. It's what happens when you put Slurpees.
Awful lighting.
Lighting the
no bodega cat.
It wears you down.
It wears you down?
Yeah, that's what we were trying to do with that lighting.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Trying to break your spirit.
Of course.
Yeah, right? Like, so you're just like, fine, I'll eat this cookie.
I know.
Right? You're just like, I don't care. This lighting's making me give up on existence.
Right.
Might as well get two donuts.
They got donuts all day. 24/7-Eleven.
Ugh.
And Gem Spa, by the way, is another that's going to be our 7-Eleven St. Mark's. No, it's going to be like a cool 7-Eleven. We're going to kind of make that one feel kind of like we're going to have the shirt, John Lennon wearing the shirt that says New York City. Except it says 7-Eleven on it.
I'd buy that for sure.
Would you wear a shirt that was John Lennon in that pose, and if we swapped out where it said New York City and it just said 7-Eleven?
Yeah, in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Did you ever see a documentary called... Oh, now I've interjected. I'm sorry.
No, you're here to talk.
Lost Bohemia about the residents above Carnegie Hall.
Oh, yeah, that's a great documentary.
It's a wonderful documentary. Yeah, but I mean, it's just there's so much. Mm-hmm. I mean, we got to look out for each other. You know, we got to start unofficial tenants councils and try to refer people to legal resources if we can, because you know, I mean, it's just you know, it's more than just, you know, I mean. Obviously, I believe the majority of the professional class is still white. So, you know, when they move into neighborhoods, it's like the whitification. But it can happen. It can be white against white. Mm-hmm. You're seeing that in Queens now. You know, a lot of the more lower-income Polish neighborhoods and whatnot, they're getting gentrified. But then you also – it's also just the professional class generally. It's just – you know, it's careerism.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, to be a careerist, you have to insinuate yourself with wealth and power. And as soon as that becomes what you need to do to exist in life, it's very hard to hold on to your soul. You know, these aren't people with feet on their ground. I mean, New York just is a very sad place to me now. I hope it doesn't spread to Jersey City. I'm sure it is. Mm. But, you know, it's just, I mean, where are these people getting? How many Ottomans do you need?
Four. I need at least four Ottomans.
They don't know how to say car again.
You know how you get to Carnegie Hall, Nellie? It's very simple.
Yeah, what is it?
You turn left at the 7-Eleven on the corner. Then just go up about six blocks. There's a 7-Eleven. Then hook a right. Then you'll be at 7-Eleven Hall.
Hey, that's one place that would be funny.
It's 7-Eleven. We're turning
they
that.
Deserve
in,
it.
Yes, we're turning that into 7-Eleven Hall.
Yeah.
And going to have an exciting thing where the Blue Man Group are going to. They're now the colors of Slurpees.
Yeah.
They're now. It's fun. They're not just blue. There's red. It's the cherry Slurpee. Yes, yeah, very exciting.
No, places that are already... I mean, for instance...
What place would you blow up in New York if you could just press a button? NYU is number one, right?
I don't know if you guys... If that's okay to talk about these days.
No, I mean... No, okay, not blow. I mean, okay. Well, if you could... You could
destroy.
Hit with the, yeah, you could... If you could bankrupt. You're not going to blow things up.
Well,
Calm down.
I would certainly... What is it? Yeah, I would turn the university... Like. Yeah, I would take the animals out of the labs, have them go to a sanctuary...
Yeah.
And turn that into affordable housing like that. Yeah. New York would be so much better for it. We don't need them.
Yeah.
We don't need them.
So you get rid of the schools.
They're a blight.
Yeah. I hear some kid at the Tisch School is going to talk about an over-the-shoulder shot.
Yeah.
You learn that where I learned it. You buy Jerry Lewis's book.
Right.
Master Filmmaker. Right? It's a good book. My friend met Jerry Lewis years ago, and he said to him, my friend's a director. He's like, so you're a director, huh? And he's like, yeah, I'm a director. He's like, because he's like, I read your book. Your book is very important book. He's like, so tell me this. First scene, what's the first shot you do? And he goes, it's a master shot. And he goes, okay, you know what it is. It's like, really? That was Jerry Lewis's like test to know that the master shot's the first shot in a thing. It was a little. I think I could pick that up, you know, anywhere.
Well, like most tests, I mean, don't you disagree with that? I mean, since when is there a rule? Am I wrong?
Well, he's just talking about just if you're blasting through coverage and you're trying to just get the day going. He's making movies in the '60s, also. Jerry Lewis.
Okay.
Cool guy.
But what I think of when I think of the first shot is I think of the, Goddard or one of the, you know, where they were using the documentary cameras.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they made all those new wave films. Mm-hmm. And there was one shot where I remember they put it on a pillow on a wheelchair and they pushed it down the hall.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always just thought, oh, that's a great way to start.
Just get it however you got to get it. Because you've shot videos all over the place. You had that Christmas video from about 2 years ago, which you just, that was just you running around guerrilla style in New York making that, right?
Yeah, but how come it's so hard to make it look old? They just used, when they did those films, they did them cheaply.
Mm-hmm.
They hooked a documentary camera on the back of cars, and film was cheaper then, too. Everything just seems harder, and it looks more like home video.
Well, some people, you can get a nice look on a thing. You just got to color correct it.
Oh, you're so smart. Oh, Mr. Sharpling.
You read that book.
I read the Jerry Lewis book.
Yeah.
Now, Kevin. You've been in New York a long time also, because you grew up. Where'd you grow up?
Moshaloo Parkway.
Okay. Moshaloo Parkway?
Moshulu. Everybody's got a different way of saying it.
Where is that?
It's the last stop on the D train going uptown.
Okay.
You get off at 205th Street. That's the last stop.
Yeah.
And then Moshulu is, like two blocks.
Okay.
From the subway.
Mm-hmm. And when you think about the way New York used to be, right? What do you think of? Egg creams? Skin flicks?
Both.
Right?
The way things used to be.
Right? What do you wish was still around from the past, from when you were a kid? The arcade, that scary arcade in Times Square?
I liked what was it called? Like Playland?
Playland.
Fascination?
That's where Lou Reed had his wedding reception. When he got Playland? Married, yes. Lou Reed had his wedding reception at Playland in Times Square. So what do you miss? That? What do you miss?
There was a diner inside Rockefeller Center that I used to go to once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I like there are lots of like bars and places like that aren't around anymore. But there are still other places around to go to.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wonder, you know, with the changes that are going on, I get a little numb personally, you know, to it's like I have to keep going to that to Jeremiah's Vanishing New York yes. website to remember what things closed down mm-hmm. from 1 year to the next. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, he's had that thing. He's had that website up since 2007. You can go every year. It's crazy, you know, but it's sort of like going back and looking at you know celebrity deaths of 2010.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's so so and so died that year. You know, when you're dead, you're dead. You know, mm-hmm. it's like it's you're just.
You know what I like to look up sometimes and see if a certain celebrity, and this might be, some might consider this gruesome. I always wonder, for example, did Foster Brooks see 9/11 go down? And I always like think about that, like 2001 and see like, did Foster Brooks like die not knowing that that happened? You know, Foster Brooks, the great.
Who's that?
Comedian. He was a comedian who would always go on the talk shows pretending he was drunk. He was the guy who'd be like, I just want to sit in front of you with the burn.
I'm going to steal that.
And that was his act.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Nobody's doing that anymore.
Be the drunk comedian?
Yeah.
Well, now people would just be like, you need to get help, Claire.
Yeah, I guess.
Like Arthur. Can you imagine if Arthur was in New York now? People would be just like, yeah, this guy's drunk driving all over the city in a limo. This isn't fun.
Arthur was based on my dad's friend, Arthur Lowe.
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Your dad.
Of the Lowe's theater chain.
Your dad.
I'm pretty sure.
Was friends or is or was.
Arthur Lowe, he's dead now.
Okay. He was, your dad was friends with the guy who owned Lowe's.
Whose dad did or something, I don't know.
And he was Arthur?
I think he was the Arthur. It was I don't know. Because he was drunk all the time. That's what my dad told me when I was like 7 years old.
I'm going to say, this sounds like the kind of thing a parent just says to a kid. And then they're like, oh yeah, I made that up. I thought it was funny. That wasn't real.
I don't know. He met him at Cannes.
Hey, what is your dad doing at Cannes?
He was a film commissioner.
Film commissioner?
Which I don't know if it's a thing anymore, yeah.
And what is that?
He was the film commissioner for San Jose, who's the person who, when location scouts need a place to shoot, mm-hmm. oh, I don't know, maybe Flubber. And my dad goes, shoot it in my neighborhood.
Okay.
Yeah.
So your dad
tries
to lobby
around.
To have Flubber shot.
Yeah.
Which Flubber? You're talking about the Robin Williams Flubber.
Yeah.
Yes.
The good one.
the good Flubber. Yes. Because Claire was from California. She just moved to New York only like a year
ago. I'm part
ago.
Of the problem is what I've been.
You remember that thing you were just moaning about with these people polluting New York and ruining everything?
I do have millions of dollars and I am trying to destroy the city.
Yeah. The 7-Eleven thing is her.
No.
It's her dad, Arthur. It's Flubber, Arthur.
People need phone chargers, man.
Yes. So, Nellie, you have your ukulele with you.
Yeah.
You always play such nice songs.
Oh, well, this is a song about old New York.
Okay.
Wow.
Do you need a second mic on the uke? How do you want to do this?
Oh, no, I'll just hold it up.
Okay.
I like New York in June. How about you? I like a Gershwin tune. How about you? I like a fireside when a storm is due. I like potato chips, moonlight and motor trips. How about you? I'm mad about good books, can't get my fill. And Walter Houston's looks, they give me a thrill. Holding hands in a movie show when all the lights are low. May not be new, but I like it. How about you? Mm-hmm.
I always want to go to the bridge of that song, but that's not it. I'm mad about good books, can't get my fill. And Walter Brennan's looks, they give me a thrill. Holding hands in a movie show when all the lights are low may not be new, but I like it. How about you? Da 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 da.
You're so talented.
Lovely.
I just wrote that.
Oh wow!
You just wrote.
Yeah.
You did? No, you didn't. Now, would you? What would you think? There's a line about potato chips in there, right? Mm-hmm. Not 7-Eleven.
No,
we have so many different kinds of potato chips.
Potato chips are so fine. They're so fine, and they're animal free. Most of them, you know. But yeah, they have great deals at bodegas, and you can get them with all kinds of sodas, all kinds of stuff you don't get at a 7-Eleven. It's very homogenized there, but they always got something unique at each little bodega.
But we at 7-Eleven, you know, the bodega cats. Everybody's talking about. This is 7-Eleven rats. Every 7-Eleven has like a fun little rat running around. It's like Ratatouille. It's like, except no one wants him there, and he takes bites of things.
Well, maybe you could start a campaign to keep the 7-Eleven rat, but turn each 7-Eleven into a nice old fashioned bodega.
Yeah.
Just like with you know how they have all those home improvement shows.
Yeah.
I'd like to make a show called This Old Kitchen, where you take a really horrible, modern, sterile kitchen and you turn it into a really loved-in, cozy, old kitchen.
Well, that would be nice.
Like with lead paint and...
Yeah.
Asbestos.
Gas leaks.
Yeah. Well, that's what I blame my defect on. But it was worth it.
You said it, sister.
Look.
Yeah. I guess so, yeah. Yeah.
If lead paint, that's like a commercial for lead paint. You just did a commercial for lead paint. You're saying like, hey, it's somebody doing a commercial for milk and saying, I've got strong bones from milk. You just said, yeah, I write and sing beautiful songs, and lead paint is what got me here.
It's better than, you know, I mean, a kid's growing up with the internet. I mean, if I had a kid with a cell phone, I'd say, honey, you sure you don't want to drink instead?
You to have a drink.
Yeah, I mean, I just think, as addictions go, I'd say the internet's worse than alcohol. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm just saying.
As a millennial, I'd like to chime in.
No, but I mean, maybe no addictions are good, but it's not good. It's not good. Mm-hmm.
What are you addicted to, Kevin? Anything? Anything come to mind?
The past.
The past.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
But I agree with Nelly. I mean, it's a terrible thing to watch people you love, you know, vanishing into some addiction, you know.
Yeah.
But the cell phone, the social media thing and the...
I quit all of it. I'm on Facebook.
How can you not? I mean,
on Twitter, not on Instagram.
I want to get off it all.
I got rid of all of it. I'm free.
You're not doing any of it.
No, I don't do any of it anymore. Mm. I quit all of it.
Good.
Are you on any social media, Nelly?
Well, I don't do it directly. Mm-hmm. So that insulates me a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, it creates gangs. It's the problem that people just, they factionalize.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the trouble. So you try to put out things that are just going to make people think, not set them off, but it doesn't seem to work.
It's very hard. Let's take some calls here. Best Show, hi.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Denise from Orlando.
Denise from Orlando. How are you, Denise? You're here with me. And all my guests.
Yeah, I never get to call in because I DJ on Tuesday nights. But tonight, I was like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to call in.
Well, Denise, you made the right call.
I I think I did.
When you DJ, what are you DJing? What are you playing?
Well, my husband, he has a label called Total Punk.
Okay.
So we play a lot of that and a lot of, like, old rock and roll and punk and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But tonight is a special night.
Why is that?
Because we're having a pencil fight tournament.
A pencil fight tournament?
Yeah, you know pencil fight, right?
No, what is that?
Okay, so it's a game you would play in middle school, and one person would hold a pencil,
mm-hmm.
and then the other person would flick a pencil as hard as they could at the other pencil, and go back and forth until somebody breaks that pencil.
Wait, hold on. So who's holding... I'm holding a pencil. At what angle am I holding this pencil?
Like, lengthwise, like...
Okay.
Holding one end with one thumb and the other end with the other thumb.
Okay. And the other person throws the other their pencil at the pencil?
They flick it as hard as they can, like eraser size. You want to hit the other pencil with the metal on the eraser until it breaks. But you switch back and forth.
I've never been a part of a pencil fight. Who here has been a part of a pencil fight? Claire's raising her hand.
I'd rather not talk about it, though.
The pencil fight?
Yeah. I do know a girl... We did have pencil fights when mechanical... But you're closing your eyes like you don't want to hear the story.
No, I close my eyes a fair amount during the show.
Yeah, it's true.
It is, right? It's one weird. Of the secrets people don't know. Half the time, I have my eyes closed when I do the show.
But you have eyes drawn on your eyelids.
I do.
Really
it's
weird.
Like... And then I also have them drawn on my hands like Pan's Labyrinth. Look out! I'll never see that movie because of the thing where he's like had his hands on his eyes.
That's the best part.
It spooked me out.
Yeah, I had never pencil fighted before.
And how did you do in the pencil fight?
It hasn't started yet. It starts at 11:30.
Orlando pencil fights tonight.
Orlando pencil fight. I played Bloody Knuckles in quarter. Like,
now Bloody Knuckles, what is that? That's like you're wrapping knuckles with like a ruler?
No.
No. You punch each other as hard as you can into your knuckles.
Oh, that's what, sorry. I said a thing with a ruler. I didn't realize you're punching each other as hard as you can. Mm-hmm. What's going on down there?
What
is
this,
Lord of the
man.
Flies? Down in Orlando?
What?
What, it's like Lord of the Flies down there.
Yeah, I mean, Florida in general is special.
Look, Florida's fine. I like Florida. It's good and bad everywhere. Right, Nellie? Good and bad everywhere.
Oh, sure.
So, well, look, this is what I say to you. I hope you win this pencil fight. I'm on your side. I think you got what it takes. Right?
I don't. I'm really bad at it.
Okay. Well, then maybe you cheat.
But you can't cheat.
Yeah, paint a pen yellow. Right? And then they'll be like, that pen is giving people hope. Keeps winning the pencil fights. That little pencil's giving people hope. All right, well, look, you let me call in next week and let me know how the pencil fights went.
I will.
All right. All right.
Thank you.
I was hanging up on them partway through. I don't know why that's so satisfying
that's
to me to just hear them clipped the conversation. So, Kevin, you know what I love about you? We don't have all night for me to name the things I love about you. One of the things I love about you is your skilled sense of mimicry.
I don't have any bits tonight.
Well, you don't have to have a full bit. Just do what's an evergreen? What's one you can go to the bank with?
Okay, this isn't like a. I had an audition for something yesterday, right?
Uh huh.
I didn't get the part.
Yeah.
But I still have the pages
from
my audition. Should I do it for you?
Oh, yes, please.
Sure. Perfect. That'd be great.
So The play that I'm not going to be in is called The Iceman Cometh.
Yeah.
I went in and I read for it yesterday. So.
Oh, I got that. Oh, that's what this is uncomfortable. I kind of got that part. This is weird.
Say,
this is
you
weird.
Guys, you should hire my friend Tom.
Yeah.
Because he really knows how to talk that way, you know, that back in that, you know.
You know how I did it, though? Maybe we had a different take on the guy. I went in, I was like, meh, she. And I just did that before every line. I was like, meh, she, that's a nice man, she. And you know what? He's coming. And then I take my phone out, and I'm like, yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, he cometh. Yeah, he's here.
That's what the play is. I mean, that's the...
That's
the gist? You know, oh, man.
That's the title. It's like,
oh, it could Iceman use that. Yeah.
So I would love to hear some of Iceman Cometh.
All right. Let's see here.
You ever hear the album The Dice Man Cometh? That's one of his... Can you do The Iceman Cometh as Andrew Dice Clay?
I can't help it. It just comes out that way. But this is... Let's see. All right. I'll do... I had two scenes to prepare.
Okay.
They didn't even want to hear me do the second scene.
Uh huh.
Wow. What?
They were just like,
That's how you know. Is it Ray Romano? It's Ray Romano right. again.
No, but yes. To be fair, all right, the last actor to play this part in a Broadway production was Tony Danza.
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe I'm not exactly that guy.
Well, you're not. Mm-hmm. You may not be the boss, but you know.
Yeah. You need to be the boss of the Iceman. You know who? That kid went to my college from Who's the Boss? Danny. I could probably meet him at an alumni meeting. Just an aside.
Danny from Who's the Boss?
Yeah, the floor is yours, Kevin. I would love to hear a scene from The Iceman Cometh.
All right. Okay, this is the character Parrot. Don't make me laugh. I ought to get a medal. What a damned old sap you are. You must still believe in the movement. Hickey's right about him, isn't he, Rocky? An old no good drunken tramp as dumb as he is. Ought to take a hop off the fire escape. Sure, why don't he? Or you. Or me. What the hell's the difference? Who cares? What am I doing here with you two? I remember I had something on my mind to tell you what. Oh, I got it now. I was thinking how you was both regular guys. I think ain't two guys like them saps to be hanging around like a couple of stew bums and wasting themselves. Not that I blame you for not working. Only suckers work.
Do it as Andrew Dice Clay.
But there's no percentage in being broke when you can grab good jack for yourself and make someone else work for you. Like I do. So I think they're my pals. I ought to wise up. Two good guys like them to play my system and not be lousy barflies. No good to themselves and nobody else.
All right, now do it as AP Mike.
What do you think? Ain't I right? Sure I am, so don't be a sucker. See, you ain't a bad-looking guy, Yoda. You could easily make some gal who's a good hustler and start a stable. I'd help you. Why is he up to the inside dope on the game? Well, what about it? What if they do call you a pimp? What the hell do you care any more than I do? All right.
Thank you so much for coming in, Kevin. we'll get back to
no,
you.
No, I know that he's, you know, I overthink everything and I...
Oh, look, you can't get everything. Look, I'm on a losing streak right now, unparalleled. I've had literally every job fall apart on me this year. I started the year off a co-EP on a TV show. 9 months later, I got cut out of a chicken commercial, a KFC commercial. I hit the cutting room floor. I did a commercial with your pal, Ray Liotta.
What, 1800?
No, not that. I get the calls like, hey, you want to do act in a commercial? I'm like, yeah, sure. I got nothing going on. I'll do it. What is it? Yeah, KFC. Yeah, I don't need chicken, but I got no money either right now. You know, I started eating dirt if I don't get one of these jobs. So I'm a butler in this thing. Who's in there? Like, yeah, there's a colonel in the thing. Who is it? Oh, it's Ray Liotta. He's the new colonel. So I go on set. It's Ray Liotta, full Colonel Sanders makeup. And he goes, and he's doing Colonel Sanders, and it was like, I think Foghorn Leghorn would just be like, it's a little big. That's what Foghorn Leghorn might say about his Colonel Sanders impression. He's like, we got North Nashville hot chicken. No, we got Georgia Gold. And he's arguing with himself. And he's looking at his, he's like, we got the Nashville hot. No, Georgia Gold. And I was like, I think Colonel Sanders is having a nervous breakdown. This is the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life. It was like watching if the master, not the master, if There Will Be Blood was like a one-man play, the final scene, and Daniel Day-Lewis was dressed in Colonel Sanders makeup. This is what it would be like. And then when he would mess a line up, he would go like, suddenly you'd see out of this guy who looks like Colonel Sanders suddenly be like, I'm talking about Nashville. Like, mother, like this, his actual voice comes out of Colonel Sanders now. It's like, I'm trying to get the lines going with the thing, and I'm trying to get it, I can't get the thing right. And it's the weirdest thing I've ever seen in my life, seeing Colonel Sanders with this, like, New York, New Jersey accent. Yeah. And then I start doing the thing with him. Like, late, they bring me in late. He's already, he doesn't want to be there anymore. He's like, this beard is so itchy and it's dry. Yeah. Then he didn't leave. We did it, and then they cut me out. That's where my year's at. Now tell me more about your
they
year.
They cut you out.
They cut me out of a thing. It was 98 degrees out. I'm dressed like a butler. Head to toe.
I've hit the cutting room floor so many times.
Yeah, but you're getting paid to do it. You're getting paid.
I got chicken juice in my eye today. Quit complaining.
Yeah.
I got a splat of chicken juice in my eye.
Yeah, but
it's coming out. The eye's coming.
But you know what? You knew what you signed up for. The chicken thing. I'm also telling a funny story, Claire.
Oh, okay.
You can't. I'm not actually complaining. I'm trying to be funny on the show. Hey, you don't wear your headphones anymore? What, are you too big for headphones?
No, they were making me feel weird. No one else was wearing headphones.
Best show. Hi.
Hi. It's Kat from Raleigh.
Who is this now?
Kat from Raleigh.
Kat from Raleigh. Your phone's not good tonight, Kat.
Oh, I was talking. Can you hear me better now?
That's better. That's better. This is Kat from Raleigh, North Carolina.
I had you up against my left ear. That may have made a difference instead of my right ear.
That's better. That's better.
Anyway, I've been in a pretty good mood tonight, and I thought I owed it to you after depressing you last week to call back in.
Hold on one second. I couldn't say that again?
I'm in a pretty good mood tonight, so I thought I owed it to you after depressing you last week to call back in.
That's fine. Are you doing okay? Everything okay?
Well, I feel like things are starting to work. I mean, both in the literal way and the metaphorical way.
Good.
Also, there was something I did want to discuss with you last week that I forgot because I was too busy being a bummer.
What's that? You're not a bummer. What's that, Kat?
Have you heard the new Destroyer?
The Destroyer album, yes, it's great. Ken, it's awesome.
Yes, it is very, very good. I'm surprised I haven't heard anything from it on the show.
Oh, you get ready. I'm going to play a lot from it.
Yes, it's my favorite of his in like over a decade, and I'm going to see him in January, and I can't wait. Yeah. I already saw him a couple years ago. Such a good show.
Yeah, I'm going to see he's going to be up here in January also. Destroyer, yeah. Yeah, he's coming through. Why, do you want to, going to go?
Yeah.
I saw Claire the other night at the Mountain Goat show.
I was in rare form.
We ran into each other.
Cat.
So, yeah, I can't wait. I'm ready for it, Kat. So with your cat, what's your cat's name again, Sid? Sid.
Yes.
You think it might be time in 2018 to add that second cat finally?
Well, I live alone, and I have to pay another, like, $10 on my rent. I figure I'm not going to justify adding a second cat, which I will name Human. You put the bug in my ear, and I actually really like the idea of it.
Yeah.
But
if cat,
but
I,
like,
said, I said that cat should name her cat Human, right? Because she's a human named cat. So she needs a cat named Human.
Mm-hmm. By the way, as a side note, I use they pronouns.
What's that?
I use they pronouns, by the way.
Okay. Well, I just said human. I didn't know what else to say. Ooh, I'm sorry.
But anyway, like, I feel I can't justify it until I have a roommate in a bigger apartment.
Sure. That makes sense. You don't want it to be unfair to the cat.
Mm-hmm.
Have the two cats stacked on top of each other.
Yeah.
It's not easy in apartment living. Look, then you get your health squared away, then you get the second cat.
Yeah, that's a good point. One's all about I can handle right now.
Yeah. You know who's here with me? Claire O'Kane is here with me, Kat.
I'm allergic to cats. Sorry, Kat.
Hello.
Hi.
Claire is allergic to cats, but you're not.
Oh, no.
So you've never experienced the joy of a cat ignoring you.
Oh yeah, but then I also suffer physically
as the cat ignores you.
Yeah.
Well,
it's real double negative.
Get ready for Dogcember is coming up, and that's when my dog, Gooden Poochie, makes her best show debut.
That is exciting.
It's going to be exciting. That dog's going to go nuts on the radio. Wait till everybody hears this dog. I can get this dog to bark like crazy. It's the best dog ever. No dog even comes close to my dog. No dog comes close to my dog. I don't want to hear about any of your dogs. I got the dog. Every dog gets the silver compared to my dog. My dog's the Michael Phelps of dogs.
Mm.
Hold on. I need to get... All right, Kat. I'm glad you're doing a little better this week. And I'll talk...
Can I say something real quick?
Of course.
Something nice?
Of course.
I mean, I've been on hanging around Twitter a lot lately, and what with these, like, creepos and mutants running around the showbiz world nowadays, I've saw some people like asking people to name nice people in show business, and I named you. And like how when I first like met you after the show, your show last year in Durham, and how I told you my story and you gave me a hug, and like I'll remember that forever, and you will forever be in my good graces.
Well, that means a lot to me, and you know I'm always rooting for you, and I want you to be healthy and strong.
Thank you, Tom.
And you will be.
Yeah.
All right, my friend. I will talk to you later.
Okay.
You have a great night.
You too, Tom. All right. Bye.
That's true. You're not a creep.
Thank you.
I feel like those are few and far between,
look,
not
these
creeps.
These creeps are running loose. Look, I'm half the people on the work on this show are creeps. I'm trying to make a clean break with some of these creeps out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm not talking about Mike.
No, I know.
No. Studio. He's always trying to get me to invest.
In what?
He owns some land in South Carolina. He wants me to buy land in South Carolina. Open up a golf course. And I told him golf course, that's a huge waste of space, right? Right?
That's right.
Yeah.
They should be made into affordable housing, too.
Yeah, or 7-Elevens.
If they also... I don't care so much in South Carolina.
What would you think about this? A 7-Eleven divided into 18 segments. Each hole. Over the span of a golf course. You can experience a 7-Eleven in 18 portions, right? Wouldn't that be fun? Oh, wow. Now I'm at the ice. Right?
Like a mini golf
course? I'll buy a bag of ice now. Yeah.
Like a 7-Eleven mini golf.
Yes, like that. Look, we can talk louder now.
Oh, okay.
How are you doing with the stamping out there, guys? Did you order pizza?
Oh, yes.
Go get, you want pizza? Go get pizza. Then, well, you go get some then. Just pizza out all there. Right. Anybody wants pizza, they can get it. All of you, go get pizza. You like pizza better than me, it's fine. I know I can't compete with pizza. I wish I could get pizza instead of me also. You don't think I prefer pizza to myself? I've had pizza. I've spent a fair amount of time with myself, and I've spent a fair amount of time with pizza. I take pizza 10 times out of 10 in my life. Oh, what are we going to do, guys? Right? What are we going to do? What's the dumbest thing you ever bought, Kevin?
Oh. This right here.
What is it? Oh, Planet of the Apes? Yeah. Look at that. Pizza. Pat brings pizza in. I'm trying to do a thing. Yeah, just have some, Kevin. Right. You did the audition. You earned it. Look.
The pizza man coming.
Pizza's for closers. Right? Yeah.
This is
What do you think about this? This is the thing I'm going to propose. We take like a movie like Glengarry Glen Ross, right? And we just like erase Kevin Spacey from it. His voice and likeness, and then there's just like pauses where he used to be in it. You just picture it's like Glengarry Glen Ross, and it's just like you're watching the scene in The Office, and it's like Jack Lemmon's like, you know, you're a real, you know, you got Helen and Elliot Nyborg. He's talking all about the thing, and then suddenly there's like 45 seconds of just silence, and there's just no one there. And then he goes, oh, yeah, so that's what you're going to do to me, huh? Are you going to call the cops on me? Silence for 30 seconds. And it looks like Jack Lemmon arguing with himself in an office. What do you think about that? I also want to do an all-lady reboot of Glengarry Glen Ross.
That'd be great.
Right? Because it'll be called Glengarry Glen Ross for less. Right? We set it at a Ross. Store.
What is that implying?
Just implies that ladies like shopping. Look, you wrote this joke. You told me to read it. So I read it, and it bombed.
Tell people that.
And I'm not reading these other ones you wrote. These are super offensive.
Whatever, man.
Yeah.
Get with it.
By all means, chew into that mic a little louder. Let's get... Yeah, that is a... Straight up non-starter.
Can I be a musical guest sometime, Tom?
Can you be? Yeah, because you play banjo.
Yeah, I've got a new musical project coming up.
What is it called?
It's a Merle Haggard cover band.
What's that called?
Girl Haggard.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm a girl, and yeah. I'd be singing Merle Haggard songs.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
And just so you know,
keep that in
I
mind.
Would be in Glengarry Glen Ross for less also.
Who would you be?
Less. I'd play less in it, and I'd play Elliot Nyborg. I don't know.
Girl Haggard. It's the best idea I've ever.
Stop chewing into the mic. I'm gonna throw up. Ugh. Nellie. What's the craziest thing you ever bought?
Yeah.
Oh dear. Oh man, you know, whenever you ask other people questions, I always wish I could have their question. I always think I got.
What's a question you wish you got then? What's a
great
question?
Answer for that. Well, I wanted to add, I mean, with, you know, the things you would make, you know, disappear. I mean, it would be the entirety of Wall Street, because everything bad in the world goes through Wall Street, and people don't see the connection there. They think it's separate. The money somehow has a clean smell or vibe to it, but it isn't. It's dirty money. You know, to paraphrase it, maybe it's a quote of Married to the Mob, you know, everything we have has blood on it.
Mm-hmm.
So the worst thing I've ever the most expensive thing I've ever bought.
The most, yeah. What's the craziest thing? Did you just be like, oh my goodness, I can't believe I bought that?
Oh, hey, you know, I'm pretty pleased that I don't think I don't think of much. I had gone in my more naive days. I'd gone with Planned Parenthood to Florida to campaign for Kerry, and I was also, you know, Miss riding high, right? So I picked up lunch, right? And I
you
thought,
were flush with dog song money,
exactly.
Right? You're just the, they back the money truck up.
Oh, my tailbone was a wagon. So I picked up lunch and it went great, you know. Yeah. I love that. I love being Sinatra, and for once it didn't, you know, backfire. So then I went to Sundance. We were at one of those restaurants with a gang, and like an idiot, I was practically playing tug of war with the check, trying to be Sinatra again.
Yeah.
And that was just, it still hurts looking back.
Yeah.
It was stupid. It was unnecessary. It was emasculating. You know, I was trying to be Frankie, and, yeah. I can't believe I still want my money back.
It's hard with those times, because you also now realize it's like, does anyone think you're, is anybody just like, oh, you know who was the cool, biggest big shot I ever saw was Nelly, that time she picked the check up, right? Yeah. They're not even thinking of it.
No, I know.
They probably just ordered, oh, someone else is paying. Yeah, I guess I'll get,
right.
Yeah, I'll get to the tiramisu.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, Joan, you know, Joan Rivers, you know, she always surrounded herself with the Upper East Siders. Mm-hmm. And apparently, I heard this secondhand, when they would go out, they would order all this food, and they would order all this, you know, I mean, just so, and she'd comp them all into the show to begin with, and then she would have to get it, and then she would just be sitting there. This doesn't have a funny ending. I can't really do it, but with just this look of, you know, horror on her face. But rich people are the worst that way. They all expect freebies.
They're
the worst
every way.
Yeah, I know.
Every which way.
Right.
Right?
True.
Line them up against the wall, right?
Well, I was, yeah.
No, I'm not going to say, you didn't let me finish. What are you thinking? Why, what do you want them? You want to shoot them? I don't.
That's what
I want to just yell at them.
You'd line them up against the wall and yell at
them. Yeah.
Individually, or?
Yeah, I might spray him with a hose. Right? The rich. That's not my world.
I'd like to push them in the East River.
Yeah.
And
that
when they
good.
And when they grip at the sides, stomp on their fingers.
Yeah. Wow, guys.
Right? Sully style.
You East
right?
Coast.
That's what I'd say.
East Coast people are real different.
Hey, you rich animals. You want to see where Sully landed the plane? Right? You walk him and then you push him in. Right?
Yeah.
Sully style.
Yeah.
Right? You get sullied.
Park Avenue Death March.
Yeah.
Oh. That was a friend of mine came up with that as like a band name.
That's not bad.
Park Avenue Death March. But you have a band. Everybody here's musical. Kevin's in a band, Crystal Robots. He plays bass and sings. With them, everybody's so talented. What's that like? I'll never know. I'll never know. All I am in the scheme of like life, I'm just like in the arts. You guys are like paintings hanging in museums. I'm just like a Bazooka Joe comic that people look at and they're like, I don't know if this is funny. I don't get it. And then they're like, the joke couldn't be this stupid, could it? Like, you look at it, you're like, wait, I think I kind of get the joke on this. If it's that bad, I get the joke. And it's like, I guess that's who that guy was. A two-panel Bazooka Joe comic.
But it is hanging in a museum.
No.
Someone donated that.
Some artist reappropriated. Richard Prince took it. Did a six-foot-high Bazooka Joe comic. And I'm just like, yeah, that was actually me. I'm the original. Not unlike your dad's friend, Arthur.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Rest in peace.
Yes. Both of them are gone. Arthur, the character Arthur, he died in Arthur 4.
Did he?
Yes.
There were four Arthurs?
No, there were two Arthurs. See, superhero movies, Nelly, you must love them, right? You love these movies? Justice League, Avengers, these are your favorite movies, right?
Yes, I think of people they watch them to make up for the political infantilism that grips our society.
Yeah. The world that everybody's holding on to, 8-year-old's mentality, right?
Yeah.
It's the world. The world has just become Yankees versus Red Sox.
Yeah.
You pick a team. Your team can't do anything wrong.
Right.
No matter how many rats are on it.
Right.
And the other team's bad no matter what.
No offense to rats, though.
Yeah, rats don't deserve that.
They have empathy. They can. Yeah. They form complex bonds.
Yeah, and I finally figured out the end of the movie Departed. The rats are symbolic at the end of that. When the rat goes on the ledge, that's symbolism. And that rat is saying, there's rats in this building. But not rat rats, human rats.
But that's the thing. It's like, who died before 9/11? It should be who died before they got an Oscar for something unworthy.
But look, I can't fault the guy. Look, they jobbed him twice. At least twice.
Yeah, but it'd be better if maybe he quit. I just...
Well, what about... Then you know what they should do? They should take the Oscar. They should retro... What about this? After 5 years, they look and they go, hey, you know, maybe Kevin Costner shouldn't have gotten that Oscar. That's Martin Scorsese's Oscar. And then they just go take it from Kevin Costner, right?
Right.
Give it to the person who deserved it. What, Running with Wolves or whatever that thing was?
Right.
That guy's got to get an Oscar for that thing? How many times can he look at the thing and be like, yeah, my movie was the best that year. And he knows Goodfellas is just sitting there and he stole it. He stole it.
Right.
So then Departed, he stole that from someone.
Right.
You just steal from... So there's somebody who got ripped off that year.
Well, it's a shame, isn't it? I mean, yeah. It's a shame.
Well, look, awards... Awards are a shame.
Yes.
The whole industry of awards, it's a crock.
Yeah.
Right? It's just made to make people feel bad.
I agree.
And I'm not saying this is somebody who will never be within 100 miles of an award.
No, it's who plays the game best is who gets the awards.
Yeah, you gotta play the game.
I gotta play the game.
I bet you do, though.
What award would I even be up for? Right?
I was going to say something, but it wasn't appropriate.
Just say it. You're going to...
No, I forgot it.
Oh, you forgot it. Look, you forget that Ross for Less joke you made me say.
Yeah, I wrote it.
Yeah. So, yeah. Kevin, you are not an award guy, right? You've been probably won things over the years here and there, but... What's a major thing you've been nominated for? That's not your scene. You're not about awards. Your award is the joy you see when you do the thing you do and you see a kid like AP Mike just loving it. You see his little face light up.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's its own reward.
Yeah. The job is its own reward. Claire.
I got chicken juice in my eye.
You got chicken juice in
your
eye.
But I got free chicken.
How do you think the chicken feels? Right?
Who knows?
You think that was the chicken's loving that either?
He's dead, man. Chicken's dead. I got his juice in my
eye. What is this, Apocalypse Now? No, it's like The Outsiders. Chicken Man's dead. Stay golden, Chicken Man. What's the first R-rated movie you saw, Nelly?
Me? Oh, probably at a birthday party. It was a little girl's party. Oh, yeah. And it was sleepover, and they watched Fatal Attraction.
Okay.
And I told my mama, and I said, I feel sorry for the woman. Mm-hmm. She said, oh, you're such a good little feminist. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. He's got this creep, this Michael Douglas. Right?
Oh, God. Yeah. Ugh. But, you know, that one about, you know, the pushing the people in the East River and stuff, that's part of a larger thing of mine that I've wanted to do for a long time. It's just I don't want to say it on air because someone might steal it. So I know that it seemed like that came out of nowhere, but it's actually it's the capper to something I can't say.
Sure.
Because
don't worry.
Thieves are everywhere.
They are everywhere.
Watch out.
Yeah. I did a song on this show. The goal was, it was called Come On Y'all, It's Time to Have Fun. I wrote a song to be like an all-purpose song that I would sell to commercials. Mm. Just like, could go for everything. Come on, y'all. It's time to have fun. Mm. And it was meant to, it was a joke. It was, did it as a joke.
Yeah.
Then somebody sends me a link on the computer like, hey, check this Google commercial out. And it's like, come on, y'all. Let's have good fun. Like somebody, for whatever it was so close. Let's have big fun.
Big fun.
So they changed it just a little bit. And then someone looked into it. They talked to someone. They're like, yeah, some Google person is like a, right? Wasn't it how it went, Dudio? Yeah. Someone like, it was like somebody who like knew the show did it. Like, isn't that fun? No, it's not fun. Rip me off and get a nickel. Right. Kevin, what do people know you for most when they see you on the street? Are they just like, what's the line they want you to say back to them? Is it from Buffalo 66? Do they want you to do the goon back at them? Do they want some Pineapple Express?
Super bad.
Super bad.
Yeah. Stirring the sauce.
Yeah.
Keep stirring the sauce.
Yeah. What would you think about this? Not a re... Goodfellas 2020, it's called. GF 2020, right? It starts. There's Kevin. What's your character's name again?
Michael.
Michael. Stirring that sauce, right? And then he finishes, he sets it on the table. He's like, I'm going to go pick my brother up from prison. He gets out today, right? And you go pick him up. And then you go visit the graves. He's like, I want to see the graves of everybody we saw. And then you go to the cemetery, and they're all the characters from Goodfellas. It's just a Goodfellas cemetery. Every tombstone is someone who died in Goodfellas. Maury. Billy Batts, Jimmy. Well, Jimmy's insane at the end of Goodfellas, but he died in the between Goodfellas and GF 2020, right? You got to assume he died.
Right. Well, Michael died.
He died?
And so did Henry Hill.
In real life.
In real life, yeah.
Yeah, but this is not, this is.
Okay, Eric takes a creative license.
Yeah.
I think, what if you did one that was like, you know, the GF, 1995, and it was about Karen and Henry's divorce.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, it was a few seasons of sitcom leading mm-hmm. up to that. Mm-hmm. It was like a sitcom set in the witness protection program.
That would be good.
I think so.
That's so much better than what I was saying.
No, yeah. it's just hard because you're starting completely from scratch. I mean, you're setting a hard mark for yourself.
Well, then what about this? They open up a store called. Go pick something that nice out, right?
Yeah.
Right? And they have a store, and you can go in and pick something nice out for your mother.
But somehow it gives them away, and they have to keep moving.
Yeah. What do you think was in there, in that store? What if it turned out it was like an H.P. Lovecraft kind of Cthulhu monster? Like that, if only she would have gone in, we would have seen that there was like a supernatural element in Goodfellas. If she would have gone in, there would be like a giant octopus in that store.
It was like a closet portal, like from Poltergeist. Or
something. Oh. Go in, pick something. And it turned there was a whole other world waiting that she just didn't get to explore. Just because she didn't go into that thing to pick something nice out.
Oh, there's so many Goodfellas spinoffs you could do. Oh, right? I mean, we're sitting on a cash cow here, people.
Right?
It's true.
Yeah. Yeah. The Young Billy Batts. The Adventures of Young Billy Batts.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Oh, God, yeah. Prequel, sequel. Yeah.
What was Frank Vincent like, Kevin? Did you know him?
No, I didn't know.
No. Two of the greatest screen deaths ever. He's responsible for two.
Okay,
he gets kicked to death in Goodfellas,
yeah.
And he gets his head run over by a SUV at the final episode of The Sopranos.
smushed.
Spoiler alert.
He gets smushed.
Yeah. That's can you imagine they have two great screen deaths?
Well, he gets doused with fire hydrant water and do the right thing. That's a great
little yeah, cameo. That's right. Screen death. How many times have you died in a movie, Kevin? Like, how many times have you been killed on screen?
Numerous times.
And what is that like?
It's like real death.
It is?
No, it's, I mean, it's,
like, what's the most memorable one that that pops into your head when you think of dying on screen?
Well, I got hit by a truck once.
What was that? Grounded for Life?
Nah, it was a movie called One Good Cop.
That was with
Michael Keaton.
That's right.
There's a struggle. I free myself. Mm-hmm. I run out into the street and a UPS truck
mm-hmm. runs you down.
Yes. They actually had a UPS truck come at me at, you know,
mm-hmm.
70 miles per hour or something. Because that, like, what they do now is they shoot the truck going in reverse.
You know, okay. Like
the driver will put the vehicle in reverse and go mm-hmm. backward, and then they reverse the film yeah. later on.
Little tricks.
But when we were shooting that scene, the vehicle was coming at me.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone was saying, "Don't worry. He's a professional. He won't. He's going to break this mark here, and you're going to be fine."
Mm-hmm. Still a truck going 70 miles an hour, though.
Yeah. Yeah. The director told me I had guts.
Wow. How many takes did you have to do?
Yeah, great question.
Four or five.
What's the most takes you've ever had to do, and for what?
I don't get that many takes, you know.
You're one take Johnny?
Well, I've had, you know, people say to me, you know, your best takes are the early ones, you know, one, two. So I just get worse with you know. But you know, you when you work on like low budget independent films, you don't have enough money to like have like, you know, to do 18 takes. I've never gone that. I haven't like done more than like 10 takes of a scene ever.
The only time I've ever done more than I've done any takes of any kind was when I was pantsless, and we did at least 20 takes of me not wearing any pants. And it was, I think, too much.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But I didn't get it right, you know.
Did you find it liberating?
I did. Mm. Yeah. I think other people around me were made uncomfortable.
Oh, no.
But I felt good about it.
So, yeah. Nelly, when you record a song, how many takes does it take until you get the right one that goes on the record?
Oh, I don't think we do get the right one, you know. And then nobody buys the record. They buy it outside the Duane Reade. And, oh, hey, it's somebody. Oh, my goodness.
Speaking of. Pull the old switcheroo.
It's a beautiful.
How's it going, everybody?
Oh, hi, Mike.
Beautiful.
We got pizza here.
Did you have your haircut, Claire, that you have now?
It was for the role. I had to shave my head.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. You wear it very well.
Oh, thank you so much.
Very hard to do.
I'm growing it out for the season.
Wow. Yeah, of course.
Gotta stay warm.
What is it? Yeah, yeah. I wanted to shave my head after we did the cross-dressing show. My mother said, "Nelly, people have to look at you," but I think she meant, you know, with your face.
Sure, sure.
Some people, you carried off like Natalie Portman.
Oh, thanks so much.
Very nice. Or the gal in Hiroshima Mon Amour.
Oh yeah, that's very flattering.
Yeah.
Sometimes nice. I definitely get a lot of people saying, excuse me, sir, from behind.
Right, right, right.
Which, and then I do the, even and they still don't really correct. So that's my struggle. Yeah. Mein Kampf. How's it going, Mike?
It's going good. I just wanted to ask Kevin, when he plays the Hulk and he does the CGI, what's you know, is that difficult to get, you know, your head in the scene?
Yeah, you know, I just hope that I can live up to the work of Bill Bixby. He's my...
He was the best. He was the best Hulk. I agree with you on that one.
Well, he was the best Banner.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, right. Lou, yeah. But I, you know, I see them as one and the same still.
Why are you confusing Kevin for Mark Ruffalo?
No, I... Kevin, we were talking about it before he came into the show that, you know, I was congratulating him on the Thor movie, his part. You know, I thought he was really good in that.
You're in Thor? You don't have to answer that.
I saw something hairy coming in the door.
Oh, boy.
Oh, here it is. Hi, Gary. right in my ear. Yeah. he's sick. Oh, he can't talk. Wow, how fortunate for me. Okay, all right.
You're kidding!
Want a cough drop?
You suck. The word! Get out!
I wanted to ask Nellie before I go about Sativa, that synthetic stuff.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you can't get that at 7-Eleven, though.
I don't believe so. They used to have this is before they started taking over. I went once, once inside one, and it was, again, horrible lighting, especially when you've been out all night.
Yeah.
Dreadful. And they had the Bob Marley drinks, but he probably doesn't even approve that stuff himself. I mean, obviously. Okay. You know, who knows? I mean, what's in the... So, no, I don't think... But the Sativa, man, that'll mess you.
Yeah, I hear
you. You know, the Indica is much...
Indica-ouch.
You got to be... If you go to Colorado or California, you know, everybody's had... I was up for... 3 days. Mm-hmm. Last time in California, and you know Matthew Weiner, the who created Mad Men.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for some reason he came. He was nice enough to come to the studio, and he was driving a Tesla. Mm-hmm. And he said, "Do you want to drive it?" And I could barely walk, mm-hmm. you know. And but anyway, he kind of kept it saying to me, "Do you want to drive? You want to drive it?" Then when I was behind the wheel, and he said, "Now you should floor it. You should see how fast it goes to 100.
Uh-huh.
And that's the whole story. Somehow we lived. But, you know, I wasn't seeing the road. I was seeing Hieronymus Bosch in my head.
Yeah.
Because that's what happens on Sativa. And, but it...
We should do that on the
you
best
tell
show.
Tell us the story, Ken.
a famous best show is when we all did Four Loco. And I think this might be something we think about. And we did it, you know, for the holiday show. And we all drank Four Loko, and things did not go well for some of the people in the cast. But
oh, my goodness.
Maybe this should
be the... Now's not the time.
The Sativa.
You got to save it for a special occasion.
Can I get some of that?
Holy moly.
Yeah, you don't want any of that.
Yeah, I don't want
it. Really?
Maybe you can do a show.
Oh, I'll take it.
You want to split it?
Yeah, we could split it.
No, don't do it.
I'll maybe split it with you.
Maybe you can do a show
not on Cough Zero. Oh, I'm down.
Get out! Get out!
Wow, get out.
Go!
I think maybe they want to hold on to it.
What's up?
Hey,
Kevin!
Hey, you were on a...
What's up, dude?
You were on the...
Yeah, it's me, Gary.
The Magic Garden.
No, that's not me.
Loved your work on The Magic Garden.
Not me, bro. I wasn't on Magic Garden. You weren't in Hulk.
I love that chuckle patch.
Get the part straight. You can see me on Broadway. Iceman cometh! Give me the page. Come on, give me the pages. I'll show you how you do it. I'll show you how you get a part. I want to mind this parrot.
Rocky.
Rocky! Yeah, Hickey. Say, listen. What do you mean? You. Who wrote this thing? Who wrote this trash? What do you mean about him getting served? Scared? You'd ask him questions. What kind of questions? Rocky. Man, this stinks. Thanks, but no thanks. The Iceman cometh. Gary goeth to the refund window to get my money back. Broadway. The Great White Way. Nelly!
Yes?
Have you ever been on Broadway?
Well, once, yes. A long
what
time
did
ago.
You do?
Oh, kind of. I don't know. Just goofed off, really.
Well, I wasn't asking if you walked up Broadway. I was asking if you were in the theater.
Well, yeah. No, but that's what I mean. It was in the theater, and, you know, people take it very seriously, you know.
You know what I like about Broadway?
Yeah.
The M&M store! That's the best play in New York.
What do you like about M&M's?
Nah, I don't like much. It's trash chocolate. When it comes to chocolate, I like Toblerone! Right? What kind of chocolate you guys like? Toblerone?
I don't like chocolate.
What?
Yeah.
What do you like?
Sour Patch Kids.
Oh, great. Sour Patch Kids.
It's the only candy I eat.
Yeah. You know, there's also candy you can have that's good. You enjoy, not that makes you sick and then stops making you sick and finally tastes like candy.
I don't want to eat a log of chocolate.
Yeah, you don't eat the whole thing at once.
What do you do with it?
Take a bite of it and you put it in the
freezer.
What do you think? I eat the whole thing at once? What am I, Buffon? Right?
Kit Kat.
Kit Kat.
Twix.
Twix. Classic.
Heath.
Heath Bar. What else? Charleston Chew.
I like a Charleston Chew, yeah.
Which flavor? Strawberry.
The white one. Vanilla.
Vanilla. Yeah. That's cheap chocolate. Cheap chocolate. Don't like it. You could do better. Like Toblerone! Hey, did you hear about Kevin James? His new show, Kevin Can Wait? Mm-hmm. How the ratings are down. Leah Remini's looking over his shoulder. Waiting to see if David Spade shows up in a dress. To play his third wife. Right? Get it? You can laugh. Don't be shy.
I don't get it.
Kevin Can Wait. And I can wait. For that show to finally be funny. I keep waiting. You know what Kevin Corrigan can't wait for? To see me and Iceman cometh! I'm playing all the parts! I'm doing all of it! Yeah! Look out! Look out, Iceman! He's got a knife! He's coming for you! Hey, you guys can't do that to Iceman! He's our pal! Everybody loves Iceman Cometh, starring Gary the Squirrel. In every part, Now, on a scale of 1 to 10, how bad does Mike suck? Claire?
I don't know. 4?
4!
I think he's all right.
He's not. He's not! He's mean! Kevin? How bad does Mike suck? Scale of 1 to 10.
Well, 6, 7.
Huh.
Yeah, that's more like it.
10.
10. I like it. Now, Nelly, if you were to sing a song, if you were to play a song and I was to sing it, what song would you do?
For you?
Yeah.
Ooh, how about Gary, Indiana?
What's that?
You know, Gary, Indiana, Gary, Indiana, Gary, Indiana.
What's one I know?
Oh, do the one you know. Sorry. How about Walk Like an Egyptian?
Yeah.
Okay. sorry.
What's a Yoke song you do? What's a hit?
Don't Fence Me In?
What?
Okay. Well, I thought you might like that as a squirrel. I know. Oh boy. Wait a minute. I don't.
Come on.
A hit? What's a hit?
What's a song you like to play that I'd know?
What's one that you'd know? Do you like Ain't She Sweet? I might still remember how to do that.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Let's yeah, let's do it.
Okay, here we go.
Ain't she sweet? Can't you see him walking down the street? Can I ask you very confidentially? Ain't she sweet? Doesn't Mike suck? I can't stand his face. He is so very stupid. Doesn't Mike suck? What's another one?
It's the other one you might know.
Zippity doo dah.
No. Oh, sure, let's do that.
Zippity doo dah, zippity day. My oh my, doesn't AP my suck? I don't like Mike. I don't know if you got it clear. Hey, Kevin, you gotta hook me up. You gotta hook me up. Get me the auditions. It's not going well. My agent. I called him the other day. You know where he was? Panera Bread. I was like, I thought this was my agent. He's like, yeah, hold on. And then I'm saying, yeah, I gotta take a break for 2 minutes. And then he made me order soup. Soup! My agent made me order soup before we could talk about work.
Fire. Soup. Fire. It's fire, man.
Yeah, I might. Who's the dumbest actor you ever met? Name names. Who is it? Think.
Okay. Well, okay, I'll jump in, but you can stop me when I grow. But no, it's just, I mean, it's a lot of them, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Cause then someone will name someone really good. But
yeah.
I mean, I just think it's everyone, you know, who would like to start, to be aggressive towards Russia, which is the only country in the world that has more nuclear weapons than we do. I think that's really stupid. I also think the irony is not lost when you have screenwriters saying that anyone doesn't agree with them is a Kremlin stooge. You know, why don't you just piss on Dalton Trumbo's grave? You know, just go ahead and do it. You know, I know Marsha Hunt. She was a victim of the blacklist. She just turned 100. Why don't you call her up? And, see, I'm already losing everybody. I'm going to save this for the other night. But, you know, I mean, it's like, you know, Pert Kelton, who sang Gary, Indiana, she was blacklisted. That's where she gained the weight. She finally came back in The Music Man. She used to be an ingenue. She was cast in The Honeymooners. She was supposed to be Alice. And you know, I mean, so why don't you just go to a Music Man screening and say McCarthy was right? I mean, these people are so stupid. They're so, so stupid. They completely ignore the vast, insane militarization of our society because they hate Trump. It's not worth starting World War III. Knock it off, people.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing.
I was going to say Vin Diesel.
No, Vin Diesel's nice.
I wouldn't say Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel. When does he finally play Mr. Clean in a movie? Right? Christopher Nolan presents a gritty reboot of Mr. Clean. Look, I've had enough. Sick of Mike telling me I'm dumb. Telling me I'm stupid just because I run around with a nut.
Right? It looks pretty stupid. Like, looks stupid.
It's a snack.
But you know, it's good to store up this. Squirrels are so good at planning ahead. They're
Aquarius.
It's good to snack. All squirrels are Aquarius. Yeah, I thought so.
Thank you. What's one more song and then I'm going to split?
Oh, for you? Darling.
What about? You know anything from Bye Bye Birdie?
Perfect, Birdie. I know If I Fell by the Beatles. Does that help?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
Here we go. So me and Kevin are going to sing this one.
If I
fell in love with you, would you promise to be true and tell me someone else? Cause I fell in love before and I know that love is more than just holding hands. Sing it, Nelly, come on. I must be sure from the very start that you will break my heart in two, cause I couldn't stand the pain, and I would be sad if our new love, take it Kevin, was in vain. Come on, do it. If I say to you that I got cast in the Iceman comet and I'm playing the role of Rocky and I'm understudying for Barrett at the same time, and then I decide to go up the street and check out Book of Mormon and maybe see Bruce Springsteen. Alright, then I can't do any more.
Oh, you can. You can finish it, Squirrel.
You can do it. Here we go.
That I would take my heart in two, cause I fell in love with you.
Boop, 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 boop. Kevin, can I look at your phone for just a little bit?
No.
Write some numbers down. Who's the best person in your phone? Who's the best one? The one you show off?
Tom Sharpley.
Seth Rogen?
I don't have his number.
What about you, Claire?
Tom Sharp?
Who do you got?
Tom Sharp?
Lance Bangs!
It goes Lance Bangs, then Tom Sharpling.
Lance hates me.
Does he?
Gary? Yeah.
Why does he hate you?
I don't know. I'm not for everyone. You get it. Nelly, you're the best!
You know what I got on my phone? I got the Wild Bird Fund. And they rescue abused squirrels.
What?
Who's abusing squirrels?
Yeah.
Well,
AP Mike.
Besides AP Mike.
And calling his names.
I mean, maybe you don't want to sing. Maybe you'd like to run and play.
Yeah. I don't know.
Don't listen to her. Follow your dreams, Gary.
Look, I got a pretty good job.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm happy for you then, Gary.
Yeah, thanks. Pick up trash in the neighborhood. Highland Park, New Jersey. Jerusalem Pizza represent. Route 27. You should come hang with us, Kevin. We do it right. We get a party ball. Right?
A party ball?
Yeah, party ball. Coors party ball. Maybe get some Zima.
Oh, yeah. Case.
You'll get a case of Zima. Pound it. And Bartles and James. The good stuff. Right? Then we'll just talk. We'll just talk, man. Right? What if we're all in a movie? You ever think about that?
If life is a movie?
Yeah.
That's a good point, Gary.
Yeah. We're all in a movie, man.
What kind of movie is it?
Everyone's movie's different.
And it, does it sometimes, they complement each other?
Sometimes they overlap.
They overlap.
You're making a cameo in someone else's movie. You're the star of yours. But you're just a cameo in someone else's. Think about that. Wrap your head around that. Claire.
I think my life is like Clerks 2.
Clerks 2.
Yeah.
Clerks, or as I say, Clerks 2, Audience 0. Get it? Get it? Now we all lose when he makes a movie. Kevin Smith. Whatever.
I think the movie of my life would be White Chicks.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I think the movie of your life would be the Nellie McKay story. Lights, cameras, activism. Get it?
Yeah, but that part when they're driving along the road in the convertible and they say, and they're singing along with that gal who did that song that goes da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Michelle Branch.
I mean, I don't even listen to that stuff, but that is a funny movie.
Exterior. NYU.
Another great movie. Yeah.
Nellie and Gary. Look up at the tall building across from Washington Square Park. Nellie. I hate this place. Gary. Yeah, me too. Let's bring it down.
Could we reference It's Pat the movie? That's another great one.
Great what?
Film.
It is?
Oh, it's a great film.
Yeah, where's that playing? Film Forum?
I got it on VHS, Gary.
Okay. Then we go to the Tisch Center. I pose as a student, right?
Yeah.
And then I sabotage like the teacher. Like, I throw books in the trash or something. Look, I don't have this thing all figured out! But at the end of the movie, NYU eats it!
Yeah.
And then the final scene. Exterior. NYU, affordable housing building. Nellie, well, we did it, Gary. We changed downtown New York. Then I say, you know what's next, Nellie? What's that, Gary? How about a trip up to Columbia University? Let's bring it down. Bring it down!
This is a great film. But I got it. Gary, because this reminds me of another film. I got so many films in my head. There's a film called The Fool. I believe it's from Russia. And
it's from Bayonne! Stars A.P. Mike! Get it? Hey, Mike! Get it? The Fool!
Yeah.
What then?
It's true. I ordered some Palestinian olive oil, and it's stamped "Made in New Jersey." But The Fool, it's great. It's fantastic. You should see it. It's a fabulous film.
I'll check it out. You should see the movie. My pick to click is Boo 2! Madea's back! It's spookier than ever! Halloween!
Madea, wait a minute, that's it. That's the other one, is Dance Movie. You know how the Wayans do all those movies? Oh, see Dance Movie, it's so funny. It's so good. I was roaring. I did see Madea Goes to Jail, but not so funny. You got the greatest posters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Ernest Goes to Jail. Anyone see that?
I never saw that one.
Ernest. Yeah, boy, that show business is hard. What are you going to do? Go, hey, Vern, what's up? That guy's got a mansion. I got to get my... What's my catchphrase, Claire?
It's nuts. It's nuts?
What about this is a movie, me and Kevin? Cops. Unlikely partners. Right? Give me... You're out of control, Gary. Hey, man, I'm a live wire. I'm not by the book like you, nerd. Give me a little bit. Let's do a little back and forth. Come on, Stella Adler. Let's do it. Two cops. You're by the book. I'm a crazy maniac.
Hey, excuse me, officers. Do you know the way to the turnpike from here?
God dang it. You're by the book, come on. You're by the book.
Yeah, you make a left here and then...
You do whatever you want, lady!
I make a left down there. What's the name of that street?
Who knows? Get back in your car!
All right. What's with the attitude?
You're bridge and tunnel trash!
Copping an attitude, eh?
Bridge and tunnel trash always ruining New York. Right? Go back to Jersey. Who needs you? So then, hey, there's a diamond smuggling ring. Should we go in and smash it up? What do you think, Kevin?
All right, you
ask like if I'm going to check with the sergeant.
Officer Patrol Car, wanted at the Dyer Jewelry Store on East...
Gotta go in there!
Eastern New Jersey.
We gotta go in there,
Patrol
Kevin!
Patrol Car 42, to the scene, to
Come
the
on,
scene.
Come on, Kevin! Let's get in there! Be by the book. We gotta check protocol.
Beep, beep.
Oh! By the book.
Run, it's the heat! It's the heat!
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's how it goes. Oh boy. Tired of doing all the heavy lifting in this movie.
Shit, it's fuss.
Hey, Mike. Yeah. Save me some pizza.
Hey, you fellas looking for a little action? I got gals with pants, no pants. No pants.
I got no pants.
All right, I'm getting out of here. I gotta get to work in the morning.
Long day at the office, huh?
Yeah, picking up trash.
We got donuts.
Donuts?
Yeah, is sprinkles.
Is this the movie or is this...
Jelly roll.
Yeah, I'll have a... large coffee.
Come on upstairs, boys.
Wait, what kind of movie is this?
This is your typical.
I want coffee. Hey, you're look. Under arrest. Booker, Kevin.
You can't arrest me for that.
Booker.
This is New Jersey.
Booker.
You wouldn't arrest me, would you, Kev? Come on, we grew up together.
You
remember
can't
that
do
middle
it.
School prom?
Yeah.
You were going to go in the army. What happened? Oh, still no. Got the same haircut, too.
Did you hear about Mike? Such a shame. You hear about Mike's new movie? Hmm. Boring, fellas! Get it? Boring, fellas! No? Yeah, I'm getting out of here.
Oh, there he goes. He ran out. He's gone. Yeah. All right, let's end the show.
Oh, okay.
All right. Thank you, Claire O'Kane, for coming in.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, Kevin Corrigan, for coming in.
Corrigan.
Thanks, Tom.
Always my favorite. And thank you, Nellie Mackay, for coming in.
It's such a joy.
Is it?
Oh, sure.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah.
You're never coming back.
I know.
By your choice, not my choice.
Oh, no. I would happily come back.
You can come back anytime
you
want. I
gotta make up for tonight. It's hard without an audience.
Don't worry. It was a great show.
I mean, you've got a lovely audience, but it can't hear the yawns.
Don't worry. It was awesome. Okay. I appreciate you being here. All right, everybody. We will be back next week. On the way out, I'm going to play something from a band called Nancy Babich, who, you know them. You know Jessica from Nancy Babich, song called Ghosts from their record, which is called It Can't Happen Here. And let's listen to this. We'll be back next week. Bye.